listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Let's go, Arnie.
Let's go and bonjour.
Bonjour.
Well, in case the Expos come back to Montreal, bonjour.
I can sense your excitement already. I can sense your excitement. You're going to end up being a Les Expos. Let's see.
Oh, what? I have so
You'll
many people that come. I have so many. Being here in Vermont, we have so many people that come down from Montreal. They go, bonjour. And of course, with my accent, I'm like, bonjour. Oh, like the ugly American. Oh, it's great. I gotta get that accent worked out.
We got a big show tonight, as we always do. I honestly think if we ever came in here and said we don't have much, then Scott Shapiro could just go ahead and can us if he wants. But lead a lap. Lita Lapp has made sure we're loaded. Our producer, because coming up in our next segment, Rick Bucher, whom you hear quite often here on Fox Sports Radio with our buddies Mike Harmon on weeknights and Jason Smith. I guess maybe I should give Jason kudos as well, too. Yeah. Rick Bucher coming up, FS1 NBA analyst, senior writer for the Bleacher Report, and some incredible news about the future of not just Kawhi Leonard, but maybe Kevin Durant as well, too, from Rick, coming up here in just a bit. And then in hour two, Arnie, joining us live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. Is the one, the only, Eric Pincus, to let us figure out which direction the Lakers are going to go. Will it be chasing another star, like, say, a Kawhi Leonard or a Kevin Durant to pair with Ant Davis
the NBA
and LeBron James?
The NBA frontrunners, L.A. Lakers. You have to put that in there.
That's right. That's right. The Vegas favorites, Los Angeles Lakers. Or could the Lakers maybe go a little bit more budget conscious? So we'll talk to Eric about that coming up in just a bit. But, Arnie, you know, I sometimes don't get to the tweets quickly enough on the show.
Yeah.
So I'm going to kind of break format here. I'm going against what I would consider to be our brand here on Fox Sports Radio. And I'm going to read the first tweet that came into Arnie's question that he asks 3 hours before we hit the air. What should we start with tonight? And Johnny B. Good at Sacrifice Today tweeted, Arnie, Pujols got another standing O tonight. He wrapped it up with a curtain call as well, too.
Yeah.
This has been, you know, there's things in sports that I see Arnie get hot about where he's legit mad. Usually it involves the Arizona Wildcats or maybe something the Dolphins did or even the Mets for that matter, which we'll get to coming up here in a bit. But Arnie, I don't know if I've ever seen you as legit fired up or angry as you are at Cardinal fan right now. So I can't even imagine what was going through your mind as Cards just lost, by the way, 6-4. Furious ninth inning rally comes up short.
Good.
You just heard the update from DeSager. But, I mean, come on. I mean, they gave one more standing O to Albert Pujols. He gave a little cap tip as well, too, to say adios. Arnie, this is beautiful, isn't it? Isn't this what sports is all about?
Torres and I were talking about this, and we just kind of wandered onto the topic. And, of course, as we were talking about Pujols, then, of course, Brian Noe was texting in, and then, you know, him and Furman were ripping us this morning. You know, it's one thing if you want to go ahead and give him a standing ovation. You did it before Friday's game. You did it before Saturday's game. You did it before Sunday's game. You get him a standing ovation before every at-bat. You gave him a standing ovation after every game. Do you really have to give him a standing ovation when he hits a home run? That's like us going to dinner, Chris. You're with your wife. I'm with my wife. The four of us are going to dinner. And I go, oh, look over there. There's Chris's ex-wife. Hey, Chris's ex-wife. Hey, I really miss you. You're so great. Hey, Chris's ex-wife. Come over here and sit down. Hey, Chris's ex-wife, hang out with us this weekend. Hey, Chris's ex-wife, I really miss you. You were such a great lady. Sooner or later, you're like, enough. Enough. Okay? Enough. All right. You gave him all the ovations. You don't give him an ovation when he hits a home run against you. It was a 4-0 shutout. It's like cheering against the pitcher, against your own team out there, for crying out loud. You would never root against Oklahoma. You would never root against the Raiders. Don't tell me you would, because you wouldn't. Would you ever go, yes, Oklahoma State just punched it in against Oklahoma? Bravo! It's bringing tears to my eyes. Enough! You gave him an ovation every second of the day. Don't cheer him when he hits a home run against you.
See, like I said, Arnie's really fired up about this. I kind of saw it and thought, oh, that's kind of cool.
And right, Furman hey, and Noh, St. Louis. You know, I'm surprised about Furman because usually he's smarter than that. No, I'll give him an excuse because, you know, he's like 15 years old or something. But, you know, the millennials are now, oh, everybody's got to be nice and we got to do this and let's all get a trophy and let's give out orange slices. You know, enough is enough. You gave him all the ovations you want every at bat, every game, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That's it. Okay, now let's play some ball. Wait, I don't see Yankee fans doing something like that. Do you? I don't see that happening.
Would have been real interesting if they would have had Pujols returning to St. Louis the year after he signed with the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim because they would have booed him out of the stadium. And I think I got to be honest with you, Arnie. I'm kind of. I grew up in St. Louis. My family are Cardinal fans. Honestly,
here
it didn't
we
even.
Go.
No. But I'm not. I'm a diehard Dodger fan. I have been my whole life. It's never made any sense. Whenever the Dodgers and the Cardinals played in the playoffs, I think in '85, I got sent to the hall from I think my third grade teacher because I was talking up Greg Brock as a better first baseman than Keith Hernandez, and I got kicked out of class. Yeah, I mean, I was quite the diehard. But anyway, the point is, I didn't even realize this was going to be a thing this weekend. I had no idea whatsoever. I thought, oh, Pujols is coming back. They'll give him the standing. But my mom called me. My mom never calls me. She usually texts me. She calls me. She's like, Pujols coming back this weekend. Are you excited? And it didn't even register with me because, in all honesty, he'd been gone for so long. Come on, Cardinal fan. You hated this dude when he left. You mocked him. You called him broke down. You said they paid him too much money. You're better off without him, even though I don't think you've won a World Series since, right?
What Dodger player could go play for the Giants, come back, hit a home run against the Dodgers, and you would give them a standing ovation and start the clap?
I didn't know. Did Pujols go play for the Cubs?
What does one have to do with the other?
Because you're bringing up going to play for an arch rival. He's
so
playing
what?
For the most.
So what?
He's playing for the most irrelevant team in baseball.
So what?
He's playing for the Angels. I
mean,
my God.
I gotta stick it to you a little bit, though. Come on now. I gotta make my point.
But you're skewing facts to make your point. This isn't someone that they've seen. Yes, you are. You're trying to say it'd be the same as if someone went to your arch rival and came back. Pujols didn't go to the Cubs. He didn't go to, I don't know, the Pirates or whomever else you would consider a Cardinal rival right now. He went to the West Coast and disappeared from Cardinal fans' minds for a while. So I could understand why they feel a little bit better now because time has allowed it to pass. And if Clayton Kershaw left the Dodgers and went and played with, the Mariners. And then we didn't see him again until 8 years later. Of course, he would be like 50 by that point. I think they'd give him some love.
Stop it. So let me get this right. Dodgers are in a pennant race. Clayton Kershaw comes back, pitches for the Mariners. And as he's mowing down the Dodgers, Dodger fans are giving him an ovation going, go, Clayton,
beat us. It's June 23rd. We're not in the midst of a playoff run right now. And the Dodgers and the Mariners, nor will the Cardinals and the Angels be battling each other for playoff position.
All right, we just got the most important tweet we can have. From Michael.
Okay.
So why don't you read that one?
I'm not living on Twitter right now, so go ahead.
Okay, it says here, a sneak of genius, you're 110% right. Albert Pujols is my favorite baseball player of the last 15 to 20 years. However, under no circumstance do you ever give a standing ovation when a player hits a home run against your team. # you have been there, so act like it. Oh, I'm going to have to fire you and hire this guy.
Yeah, go ahead. Have you seen some of his other takes?
I don't care. Obviously, he banged his head. He's gotten straight now.
Listen, I'll tell you this much. I'm not sitting here saying that I'm okay with it, but to act like that you're not going to respect this dude when he comes back, I don't get that. I mean, I don't understand that. You can lose your mind, Arnie, and obviously you are about the home run and cheering for him.
Chris, how much do I have to praise this guy? How much before every at bat, before every game, after every at game? Matter of fact, I saw what he made the last out with the bases loaded, and it was a 2-0 game or a 2-0 game. And as he's coming back, the catcher gives him a little bit of a hug. I'm like, oh, really? Really? Yeah, why don't we just stop, have a picnic first, and then go and continue with the game? Would you ever do that in football? Like if somebody scored against the Raiders, would you say, hey, let me give the guy a hug? It's now 14-7, so it doesn't really make a difference, though.
I think you're
getting the bet. Apples, oranges.
Yeah, I really do. You're talking about a situation where we go 162 in baseball. And again, I'm not defending it, but it's a really, really long season. Football is condensed. It's 16 weeks, right? I mean, would you rather them just act bitter like Oklahoma City fans do with Kevin Durant? And I don't even know if that's a good comparison, because Durant did go to a rival, and he went to the team that knocked him out of the
playoffs. How bad is it when he still comes back right now?
Oh, it's horrible. Are you kidding me? Oh, cupcake. Kevin Durant, cupcake.
Bravo.
Right?
Bravo. Do you remember that Pujols left for the money?
Yeah, he just said the Cardinals didn't want to pay him.
It was pretty close, wasn't it, if I do remember?
Yeah, I don't remember. It was 8 years ago. I barely remember what I did last week.
You know what? Then I'll say it was pretty close. Nobody could prove me wrong then.
The Cardinals offered a 10-year, $210 million deal. However, he signed a deal with the Angels for 10 years, $254 million.
Oh, well,
so you're looking at
why.
The difference of $44 million,
sure.
Arnie, which, again, it's just a little drop in the hat. But
after taxes,
you know what?
It's only 20 then.
I think part of this, too, and I'll again, I'm not as angry about this as you are.
Yeah.
So go ahead and
you want orange slices for everybody.
No, not necessarily. I just think you're really skewing facts here to try to fit your narrative.
No,
that's this show.
Because I'm from the East Coast, and notice
You claim that you're from the West Coast and that you're from Chaminade High School. I mean, where the hell are you from, Arnie?
You notice first of all, it's Palisades High School.
Palisades, whatever.
Slight accent, in case you haven't noticed that. I don't know if that's...
Yeah, but you try to claim you're as West Coast as anyone with your long hair and your top down on your Camaro or whatever T-tops you drove.
Let me give you a better tweet that says here, if tomorrow Tom Brady finishes his career in San Francisco, I wouldn't cheer his butt on if he threw 4 touchdowns and 500 yards against my Patriots after 4 years. No way.
I guarantee you would. If it was in week 3 of the season you missed the guy after a cup, because you probably wouldn't play him the next year, play him 3 years later. Absolutely. Let me make this point real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Before you trample all over this with some other comparison that will make no sense.
Yeah.
Arnie. I think there's a little bit of also, too, embarrassment from Cardinal fans, because I think they go back to 2011, and I think they're embarrassed with the way they acted about he left, how he left and why he left. So, and I think there's a lot of that here, too. I think there, you know how sometimes you'll overdo it when you're a jerk to somebody to try to make them, well, you don't know this feeling, a lot of other people do. when you're a jerk to someone or when you treat someone badly, you gotta go out and try to go over the top and try to make them feel, I think the part of that was from the Cardinal fans too this weekend. But hey, again, you're really angry about this. You spent 3 hours. I couldn't care.
You got to make a guy that only makes $254 million feel better. I'm sure he's just...
It's not
out.
About them feeling better. Yeah. That dude feeling better. It's about themselves feeling better more than anything else. That's what it's about. This is about Cardinal fan feeling better about themselves. And Arnie, I guarantee you this much. It's kind of real interesting to see whenever you compare it to... I think it's a major difference that he's in Anaheim as opposed to being anywhere close to St. Louis.
Would they be cheering him if he was coming back as a New York Yankee?
Probably.
As a Chicago Cub?
Well, no. The Cubs are their rival. They play him every single year. my head's going to explode. We're moving past this. Rick Bucher is coming up next. Hey, go further than ever with the Discover IT Miles Card. They automatically match the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So your 35,000 miles could become 70,000. Discover miles. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel. Let's get to what's relevant, not this stupid baseball talk.
Wow.
NBA offseason is more exciting. I'm kidding, baseball fan. Rick Bucher's next, though, on Fox Sports Radio.
From a car landing on a roof to a car landing in a pool, we've covered it. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges, and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Arnie and Plank on Fox Sports Radio. Hit us up on Twitter at Plank Show at Stinkin' Genius One, but everybody should be following us at Fox Sports Radio. You can find the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. Make sure you listen on the iHeartRadio app, and we are live on Sirius XM Channel 83. Let's talk a little NBA, shall we?
Yep.
Rick Bucher joins us. You hear him quite often with our buddies Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. And, of course, the senior writer for Bleacher Report, Bucher and Friends podcast. Rick, welcome to Fox Sports Radio. First of all, you had a very interesting, I don't know if I want to term it as a report, but just more of a little bit of perspective on Kevin Durant. How quickly do you see this playing out for him in free agency? Will he take his time? Obviously, are there those hard feelings towards Golden State and maybe feeling like he was misled a little bit about his injury situation?
Yeah, look, I don't have a definitive from him specifically, but I've talked to enough people around him that I know what he was being told going into that series, and that was that it wasn't worth the risk. There was about a 1% chance of him being and you guys are going to have to excuse me. I am hearing feedback, and I'm hearing myself. So if you guys could call me back and we can redo this, because I'm totally distracted by hearing myself.
Sounds good, Rick. I got you, man. We'll try to fix it as soon as we possibly can, so we'll reconnect. For those that didn't see the report, and we'll get reconnected here with Rick Bucher coming up in just a bit. But Arnie, apparently, on an appearance on our flagship in San Francisco in the Bay Area, 95.7 The Game, apparently Durant is not happy with how things went down in regard to his torn Achilles. Now, again, like Rick said, he hasn't had the opportunity to really talk to Durant about it, but I can't help but wonder exactly what that might lead to from the perspective of his decision and which direction he might go, because if you feel like you were misled, anything on the injury side of things, with if it was a calf strain that eventually became a ruptured Achilles, I mean, that's got to play a part in this, right?
Oh, you think so, Captain Obvious? If he was misled, I'm surprised he hasn't signed with, say, I'm going to the New York Knicks already. But I'm a little bit shocked by this, because I thought he would have consulted his own doctors as well as the Golden State doctors before he would have made a decision on that. I think his own doctors would have had to acquire him also. So I'm not sure how he could have been misled. But not knowing the inside of that, if he was misled in any which way, I would be gone. I'd be signing with the New York Knicks.
Do you think that's how this is going to play out, Rick?
Yeah, well, look, and by the way, I was basically trying to be KD here for a second. It was I was really struggling, but I thought I could get through it, and then lo and behold, I just realized that I couldn't. So, but I'm not going to hold it against you guys. I'm not signing anybody else. I'm still here. That said, look, there were a variety of people in his camp who were endorsing the idea of him playing, and that he couldn't get injured further by playing. And so there's a lot of people that are running for cover right now. I do know there are people, though, that were aware of how serious the injury was and was saying it's not worth the risk, whatever the risk is, because they were telling me there's a 1% chance that he's going to play in this series because it's that kind of an injury. And he, over the last week prior to playing, apparently went dark on those people and was only listening to the people who were saying, basically encouraging him to give it a shot. And Steve Kerr said, look, I was told he couldn't injure it further. I assume that KD was told the exact same thing. And the bottom line is, that's not what happened. He not only injured it further, he ruptured the Achilles. And the other element that I have here that I'm struggling with, because, look, I've been around this Warriors franchise a long time. I believe that Bob Myers, Steve Kerr, they're good people, and they care about players. And for all the time that they've run the franchise that I've been around them, player safety and taking care of the health and going the extra mile to make sure that guys are staying healthy has been their mantra. But this playoff run and these finals in particular was a departure from that, because DeMarcus Cousins, after not playing for months, not only plays, but plays 28 minutes in his second game back. Klay Thompson, less than a week after a strained hamstring. They held him out one game, but he clearly was measuring himself. Andre Iguodala told me, I shouldn't be playing right now. And so Kevin Durant looks around the room, and he's thinking, well, all these guys are playing with injuries. I want to play. I'm going to give it a shot. But he needed somebody to say, KD, yours is a little bit different. And if they didn't know that he could rupture his Achilles, well, then I would say, if you're telling me I can't get hurt further and I rupture my Achilles when I have a calf strain, then I was misled somehow, some way.
Unbelievable. You know, he had lunch with Kyrie, was one of the reports. I'm wondering, has he been in contact with Golden State? Is he keeping a distance right now? Is he, quote-unquote, ghosting them? I don't, you tell me what's going on there.
Yeah, I've had no intel that there's been any conversation between the Warriors and KD. Doesn't mean that there hasn't been, but right. I haven't been aware of that. I know that KD is in New York. He's bought a place there, and what I've been told is that he's moved all his stuff to New York. He's rehabbing in New York. He had this surgery done by one of the Nets doctors. Now, don't read too much into that, because it's the same doctor who also did the surgery on his foot. But he did meet with Kyrie shortly after the surgery, and I know those guys have talked twice during the in the last month or so in person about wanting to join forces and play together and what that would look like. And so Kyrie ain't coming to the Golden State Warriors. If he's having those kind of conversations with Kyrie, it leads me to believe that he's planning on playing someplace else.
Or they could be talking about if the earth is flat. So they could be talking about that too, right?
Yeah, I think that's a one-man conversation with Kyrie. I don't know that he's I think he's talking to himself pretty much on that.
Yeah.
Hey, Rick, let's shift this real quick to just what you expect on June 30th. So a week from today, whenever the official start of free agency kicks off, is it going to be wild? Is it going to be fast and furious? Is it going to be more measured? How do you see this playing out?
I don't see any way in which, with all everything everybody has, that it's going to take a lot of time. That these guys are going to need a lot of time after June 30th. You know, whether we get it that night, whether we get it the next day, guys have become shrewd about this as well. In terms of, they may have already made their decision, but when they announce it, has to do with how they want to manipulate the news cycle. What they and honestly, what they're doing, when they're going on vacation, what else they got going on business-wise. It has become a business unto itself in terms of how these guys do it. I would only say that my feeling is that Kawhi is the first domino to fall, because of there are some teams, including the Knicks, that are interested in Kawhi, and what Kawhi decides will influence whether, for example, the Knicks, if they can get KD and KD says, I got to have Kyrie with me. We've talked about it. I want to play with him. Then I think the Knicks would pull the trigger on that. But if KD is open to somebody else, then I think the Knicks would kick the tires on a couple other guys, and they believe that they're going to get a sit down with Kawhi. So that would be the first thing that I think would have to happen as far as the Knicks are concerned. Is what is Kawhi doing? And if he's staying in Toronto, then that means the Clippers and the Knicks start to scramble to find find other options. Because right now, because he's available and because of what he did winning a championship in Toronto, he would be number one. He wasn't before the injury. KD would have been. But with the injury and having to wait a year for KD, Kawhi now is the first domino.
Rick, are we going to get anything shocking, any long shots coming in that's like, oh my goodness, I didn't see that coming?
In this day and age, I know Philadelphia was mentioned with Kawhi. I talked to a Philly source who said, really? How about that? they've got their focus on trying to keep Tobias Harris and Jimmy Butler. I don't know if they're going to succeed on that. But that is where their primary focus is, as it should be. I mean, this is the other element here, is that where teams have to be careful is that, and I think we saw it with Paul George last year with the Lakers. Like the Lakers didn't go all out to court Paul George, and the Oklahoma City Thunder did and had, and as a result, Paul George is like, oh really? I'm not that high on your list. Okay, I'm gonna stay where I am. I'm good. That's the danger you run when you focus on one guy, and that guy doesn't come, and then your plan B says, yeah, you know what? If I was your plan B, you know what? You're my plan B too.
Wow.
Hey, Rick, real quick, one final thought, and this is on Kyrie. During the draft, we'll always hear stories come out about, oh, so-and-so is a partier, or he has this, or he's got an attitude, and it's yeah. and it's kind of calculated, people throwing that out there. Is this sure. a calculated smear campaign against Kyrie to a certain degree? Oh, he called into a Boston radio show with a fake name. Is someone hoping that maybe there'll be less interest in him, or what's going on with this right now?
No, I don't think anybody out there is trying to run that game, but it's not. Everything that has put Kyrie as damaged goods, Kyrie did to himself in Boston last year.
Gotcha.
And I would say that there will be cooler heads that will prevail, because ultimately, yes, did he have issues being the lead dog in Boston last year? Yes, he did. But you can't deny the talent. If I need to win a game in a last-second situation, there is nobody that I'd rather put the ball in his hand, because he can get me a shot. He can get me a shot in a variety of ways, and he's totally unafraid to make that shot, and he's done it on the biggest stage. So you want to be careful in terms of build the right team around him, have veteran presence, veteran leadership, but ultimately this idea that, you know, everybody's going to shy away from Kyrie and he's not going to have a home, I know how GMs think. I mean, they're like, give me the talent and I'll figure out the personality. And they may do that at their detriment, but it's the way they think. And I believe that when it comes down to it, that what Kyrie has done as a player ultimately will prevail over the leadership mistakes that he made with the Celtics.
Great stuff, Rick. We appreciate your insight and your time tonight. Have a great week, and we can't wait to follow along next weekend.
Yeah. Thanks, Rick.
My pleasure, guys.
Hey, guys, go further than ever with the Discover IT Miles card. They automatically match the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So your 35,000 miles could become 70,000 miles. Discover miles limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel. With that said, Steve DeSager is in the house. Nearly had a dramatic finish in baseball tonight, but DeSager, what's going on?
And by the way, NBA free agency starts in a week. Can't actually sign till July 6th, but maybe next Sunday night, some news. Just looking ahead to the next weekend.
Should be a holiday when we find out Kevin Durant signs with the Knicks.
Yeah, holiday for whom?
I'm getting teary-eyed right now just thinking about it.
Yeah, well, you get teary-eyed every offseason.
Wow.
Angels at St. Louis tonight. Each team scored 4 runs in the ninth. 6-4 Halos the final. Albert Pujols went 2-for-5. He's batting .237. Cardinals had won 5 of their last 7 games. Dodgers have won 6 in a row. What a spectacular weekend in L.A. Walk-off home run to beat Colorado again, 6-3 today. Third straight game with a walk-off homer. All 3 by rookies this weekend. And today it was by pinch hitter Will Smith, just back up from the minors, a guy who had homered in 6 of his last 7 at AAA. Arizona in 10 innings edged the Giants. Atlanta in 10 innings won at Washington. And Pittsburgh in 11 beat the Padres 11-10 on a bases-loaded walk, capping a 4-run rally in the bottom of the 11th. The Padres had the lead, and then the Pirates tied it bottom of the 9th with 3 runs after an error by Manny Machado at 3rd. Cubs and Brewers each won. Houston beat the Yankees 9-4. The win to Justin Verlander, 7 innings, 9 strikeouts. Verlander 10-3 for Houston, ERA 2.67, and the Houston bats hit 4 homers. The Yankees are still first in the AL East, 4.5 games ahead of the Rays, who won 8-2 at Oakland. Online car shopping can be confusing. Not anymore with True Price from True Car. Now you can know the exact price you'll pay for your next car, so visit True Car to enjoy a more confident car buying experience. U.S. Women's Soccer plays Spain tomorrow, noon Eastern time on FS1. The winner will face host France, which is now 4-0 in the tournament. That'll be a quarterfinal with France hosting on Friday. France eliminated Brazil in overtime today in the round of 16, 2-1, and England shut out Cameroon 3-0. Ches Reavie took the Travelers by four strokes, and Martin Truex Jr. won the NASCAR race at Sonoma. The guys are back in 10 seconds, but first a word from Farmers.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
A word about former Cardinals closer Trevor Rosenthal trying to come back from Tommy John surgery for another team, Washington. Yesterday he came into a game. Struggles continued. He faced three batters. He walked all three batters. All three scored. That put his ERA in only 12 outings at 22.74 for the season. Since earned runs became an official stat over 100 years ago, that is the highest ERA by any pitcher in the first 12 outings of a season, and today the Washington Nationals cut him.
Ouch.
So after that good news, back
well,
to you,
Mets
Chris Plank and Arnie Spanier. Yeah, well, we got Mets news later on.
Yeah. You know, speaking of that, Mets
I'll
news.
I'll quote
Arnie.
That, but I have to get bleeped out.
That might be one of those top of the hour conversations with your boy Callaway. But right now, we are coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part, figuring out which way is easier. Next hour, Eric Pincus is going to join us. We'll talk a little bit more about what might be next for the Lakers on that front. And then, of course, more free agency. Do you think... By the time, think about this, Arnie.
Yeah.
We're going to spend all week long talking about NBA free agency. But yet, technically, beyond a trade, nothing can really go down until next Sunday night. And then, honestly, based on the rules, you're not supposed to be able to sign until July 6th. So, my question to Rick is the same one I'll pose to you. Are we going to have a boring Sunday night next week? Well, we never have a boring Sunday night. But a night whenever nothing is going to happen, we'll have to wait till Monday. Or do you think there'll be rumors and signings and this thing will be crazy all day long?
We'll have rumors galore. And I thought it was interesting when he was bringing up about Kevin Durant felt that he, didn't get the best advice out there. There's no doubt in my mind he's going to the New York Knicks. It doesn't feel like he's coming back to the Warriors. It doesn't have that feel in it. Maybe I'm reading too much into this, but if he feels like he got duped and, you know, he already had lunch with Kyrie, I've not heard any contact with Golden State. I'm wondering if he's thinking, that's it, time to move on. I'll just rehab for a year. The Knicks will pay it, and I'm going to the Big Apple. So it's time to take over my team and take over the New York Knicks. I think that's the way he's going to go.
What would you do if he chooses Brooklyn
and right now, Warrior
over
fans
New
just
York?
Screaming at me. If he chose what? The Warriors?
No, yeah. What if he chose the Brooklyn Nets over your New York Knicks?
Oh, gosh. Do you have the dump button ready?
That's not my call, man. Yeah. That's on the people that you've never given
never
credit
do
for doing
He would
this
never
show.
Do that. He would never do that. Ever. I'd quit my job.
Oh, right. Mark the tape. Mark, have you not been paying attention to some of these reports right now?
I don't believe those reports.
Well, then why do you automatically believe these other reports that are out there that he would want to go to the... Why in the hell would you want to go to the Knicks, Arnie? I guess, honestly, why would you want to go to the Nets? But, I mean, what is it that says... Is it just Madison Square Garden in your mind, or is it just that you're a Knicks fan?
Well, those two things, but... There is a little bit of a history with the New York Knicks. There's no history with the New Jersey / Brooklyn Nets. And two, that's where he wanted to go. It's always been about the New York Knicks. I'm not reading anything to this about, come with me, Kyrie, to Brooklyn and we'll take over there. I'm not buying that, even though their owner, the Russian billionaire, I don't know how much they could pay him, but they can't pay him any more than what the Knicks are paying him. So I don't know why that would be a factor.
Hold on. Where has he always wanted to be with the Knicks outside of your mind, in all honesty? Come on, man.
Wait a minute. I'm making that up, that he wanted to be with the New York Knicks? Breaking news?
Yeah, I think you're making this up. I think you heard it in a dream, and now all of a sudden you're like, Kevin Durant wants to come to the Knicks. I think it's been something that's been created and has been generated. I have not seen anywhere where anyone in Kevin Durant's camp says he wants to go to the Knicks. In fact,
where is he right now?
Well, he's in New York. Does that mean there's New York's a big, big area, Arnie? There's maybe he wants to go with the Nets. I mean, that's not too terribly far, is it?
What is wrong with you? You know, sometimes, you know, you're like that guy when the girl says, I don't want to go out with you. And you're like, so is a movie on Saturday okay? You're not getting the picture. I don't think you and the Warrior fans, you're not getting the picture. She don't want to date you guys anymore. Wake up and smell the roses, my friend.
Are you rolling on this? I just want to make sure you have all this for Arnie's overinflated belief that the Knicks are where it's at in the NBA right now.
When
I will
he signs with the Knicks, I'm going to put in my request for the summer of 2021 off when we win the championship. So that's
when he actually plays
exactly.
again. All right,
yeah.
We'll take a timeout. When we come back to the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, let's dive into some of your tweets and a little bit more about the potential, I guess you could say, positioning of some of the top free agents this next week in the NBA right here. With Arnie and Plank on Fox Sports Radio.
From a hot air balloon landing on a car to a load of concrete falling on one, we've covered it. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges, and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Arnie and Plank, Fox Sports Radio. Let me throw a couple of reports out there for
easy
for
now,
Arnie.
Easy before you do that. TJ doesn't want you talking about the Knicks or Kevin Durant. Another person doesn't want you talking about baseball or the Cardinals or Pujols. Do you know anything about the hockey draft? Or it's going to be a long night tonight if we can't talk about that stuff.
It's funny because I did text you asking about the hockey draft this week.
I got
stuck watching it, and it was one of those things where I was like, this is. I don't know any of these guys.
I was waiting for them to call my son, but it never happened.
It never happened.
No.
It's kind of funny. Let me read one of these tweets because this is kind of funny. It shows you how we get to this point. Y'all realize it's late June. So we're not necessarily talking about a time when there's a plethora of football information out there. And you mentioned TJ. For the love of God, please stop with your incessant ranting about Kevin Durant going to the New York Knicks. I'm sure outside of New York, the rest of us have heard enough speculation. Thank you and good night. Let's see, a little bit earlier. If you talk any more about Albert Pujols, I'm changing the channel. That was from Uncle Earn.
Yeah.
And then Knicks fans and KD don't want any part of stinking genius affiliated with the franchise. Go be a LeVar Ball fanboy. And then one more. If the Knicks don't get anybody in free agency, we will blame Arnie Bunker for cursing another franchise.
And if Kevin Durant goes back to Golden State as a member of the Knicks, will they cheer him every time he makes a bucket?
They should. He brought up two championships.
Oh, wow. They didn't have any before him.
Yeah, they had one. Here's the idea. From the Knicks side of things, the Knicks are still going to make a pitch and believe that they have a shot at either Durant, Kawhi Leonard, or Kyrie Irving. Irving right now is leaning toward Brooklyn.
Good.
While Kawhi Leonard is expected to choose between either Toronto or the Clippers. Now, here's part of the reason why this Durant loves the idea of potentially playing in New York. And again, I think that the whole idea of GMs talking is like phone a friend.
Yes.
Durant was believed to be bound for the Knicks, Newsday wrote, a notion that NBA team execs throughout the league voiced as a near certainty with tales of how he was unhappy with Golden State. And
but I was
his
making
agent,
it up, but go ahead.
No, I think it's all BS, Arnie. I think it's BS. I think it's one of those things where they start spewing ignorance, and I think it's BS because here's why. His agent, Rich Kleiman, was a Knicks fan who would trade Durant's legacy for a spot in the front office of the team that he grew up cheering for.
Oh.
Telling me that Durant would allow the fact that his agent is a fanboy with the Knicks to let him sign there? Get out of here with that garbage. And then there is this from Brian Windhorst, who on Friday, Brian Windhorst, ESPN, said that while the Knicks could not be ruled out, the Brooklyn Nets are gaining confidence that they could recruit Durant. In fact, Windhorst said, the Nets are gaining confidence. They're continuing to make moves. They've made three moves in the last week. They're in the right spot, which was added, or which then his co-host, Kendrick Perkins, who is kind of the perceived best friend of Kevin Durant and Russell Westbrook and James Harden because he was the old guy when they were the young guys. Kendrick Perkins said he believes the Nets are the front runner for Durant. And Windhorse added that some inside the NBA believe that to be the case as well.
You know what?
He is not the only person involved with the NBA who has told me exactly that.
Just because he's best friends with Kevin Durant. All right, I was best friends with Steve Kerr in high school and college. And
I don't believe you were best friends.
What?
I don't believe you guys were best
friends. Okay, maybe not best friends, but we were close. Okay, maybe we weren't close, but he certainly knows who I am, I think. Maybe.
But, Arnie, as much as I can't sit here as much as I want to and poo on any thought of Durant going to the Knicks, you equally can't poo on any thoughts of him going to the Nets. It seems to be right there lining up for him.
No, but if I'm Kevin Durant and I'm trying to put myself in his position, in his mind, and if the reports are true that he felt like he got duped in Golden State, I'm going to the New York Knicks. There's really, what kind of appeal? Just to play with Kyrie to go to Brooklyn? I don't think so. In my thinking, I'm putting myself in him. I'm going to say I'm going to go to New York Knicks, turn around that franchise, save New York. I'll be the toast of the town. Yeah, I can see that definitely happening.
I'm glad you can. For your sake and the fact that you bet your job on him not going to Brooklyn, I hope that it happens. You know what? I'm not going to be surprised if it happens.
What?
I'm not going to be surprised if he ends up staying in Golden State for a year.
No, that's a second option.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me at all. Rehab there, and then after he's done with his rehab, either Golden State gets him a new deal and he sticks around for another year, or they work out a trade in which they can somehow find a place for him if it's New York, Arnie, if it's Brooklyn, hell, if it's the Los Angeles Clippers, which some have rumored to be a potential landing spot. How crazy would that be? All right, when we come back to the Geico Fox Sports Radio Studios, Arnie, one of the perceived big names on the free market might not be there. We'll tell you next with Arnie and Plank on Fox. Yes, Arnie. Hour number two, Arnie and Plank, Fox Sports Radio, live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, where 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. All you have to do is visit geico.com for a free rate quote.
Why would everybody get mad if Kevin Durant was headed to the Knicks? You would think...
I think he'd be mad.
It seems like everybody's like, that would suck if he would go to the Knicks. I think it'd be great. It would finally get the Knicks and the Lakers back to relevancy, for crying out loud.
Well, of course. I mean, again, this is one of those moments where you do have to understand your fandom comes in the way. You say you think it'd be great. You're a Knicks fan. Of course you think it would be great.
The ratings say it'd be great.
It might be. I think you're absolutely right. It'd be huge from a ratings perspective, but not in 2019, 2020. You know, this is a guy that's going to take a little bit of time to get back from that injury. So I don't know. I don't know how it would work from a fit perspective. I know that they claim they have a plan in place. I think Durant will fit anywhere he goes. I don't know, Arnie, how good they're planning on being next year. RJ Barrett seems pretty good. You had to like that, right? No? Maybe?
Doesn't do a whole heck of a lot for me. You know, he went missing a couple of times in the tournament also. That outside shot, either, you know, he's been on with the three, but then sometimes you'll see him go like 0-for-8 or something. I'm not enamored with him.
By the way, with that in mind, before we get to paying off our tease about a player we thought might be on the market or at least available and might not be, Arnie, speaking of the draft, final thoughts as you look back. Obviously, you don't sound too sold on R.J. Barrett. Ja Morant basically gets handed the reins in Memphis as they dealt off Conley, though I don't think he was going to be around regardless. Zion goes number one, and I don't know, we had a ton of trades. They had 16 trades total if you include the 80 and the Mike Conley deal. A bunch of pick swaps, people buying second-round picks, which always blows my mind. But final thoughts on the draft. Good draft, bad draft, long draft. 5 hours for two rounds of the draft. What is going on here? But still, I think it was all about the top three more than anything, wasn't it?
Yeah, I didn't find it compelling. I love when we have only a three-player draft and people tell me we're still having great talent coming into the NBA, which is another argument for another time because I've always told you we lack a lot of star quality. And it shows you in the draft when there's only three at the top. I'm curious what Cam Reddish is going to do out of Duke. I want to see if this guy shines a little bit out of the shadow from Zion and Barrett, and if this guy's really a three-pointer, or if this guy's really a player that can make it and shoot in the next level. So I'm curious about him. Also, kind of curious about Tyler Hero out of Kentucky. He went to Miami. I liked him in college. Actually, I liked him a lot. I don't know if he's gonna if that's gonna translate to the next level. So I have questions about him, but I'm a fan of his. So other than that, though, I mean, there's some question marks with the rest of the first round. I told you the New York Knicks took that kid from the Division II. What was his name? Hinton. Who was Division II. They signed him as a free agent. I'm loving that. I want to see if this kid's the real deal, but he scores 30 a game. But like I said, he plays D2. A chip on his shoulder like you wouldn't believe. I love the attitude. I want to see what he's going to do. But other than that, I didn't find it very compelling, Chris.
Well, and I think it was interesting because we hear the rant from Ben Maller about them being snake oil salesmen. And to a certain degree, what I find interesting is that for the most part, draft night is really about guys flexing their muscles with what they studied, not just in college ball, but you had Fran Fraschilla on last night,
yeah,
and a guy that truly understands the overseas game. So when we talk about projecting to the NBA, I mean, I saw the video that went viral, Arnie, on draft night. Fred VanVleet went undrafted and had a draft party and had to tell everyone, hey, this isn't the end of the journey. I mean, two rounds, just, I don't know, maybe I'm dumb. It seems ridiculous to me. Add a couple of rounds, make this thing a little bit more interesting from just, I guess, an aesthetics perspective. But with that said, it's about, hey, these guys did this in college. I don't think any of us truly know how they're going to relate to the NBA because the NBA has become like the NFL to where there's no 3 or 4 year plan. If you're drafted in that top five, maybe even aren't in that top 10, you're expected to come in and fit in right away. There's no kind of, all right, you ease into this and you take your time. I mean, you're expected to compete and be great right away. And I think that's kind of tough to figure out.
The Women's World Cup, actually, DeSager told us this last night, outdrew the NBA draft in ratings-wise. I think it was like a 3-1 to a 2-5. So very good for the Women's World Cup, not so good for the NBA draft. So I think people kind of tuned it out after the first half dozen picks or something like that.
And again, we're not going to get into this fight tonight, but I still don't understand how saying that there was only a 3-person draft, how that means there's a problem with the NBA. Doesn't it show you that there maybe is a problem with talent development more than just the NBA? Maybe that's just me. And the guy you're trying to think of is Amir Hinton.
Yeah,
the
Amir
Division
Hinton,
II
it, yeah.
Shaw University.
Yeah.
They also signed VJ King out of Louisville, so maybe there's that perspective. Now, one final draft note, Arnie,
yeah,
and then we'll move on to a little bit of breaking news from earlier today. Any chance that Zion Williamson doesn't live up to the hype? I mean, here's a guy that doesn't necessarily fit the mold from a shooting perspective of what every single player in the NBA is supposed to be right now.
You know, with the lack of defense being played in the NBA, I think that alone and his size, his physicality, he'll get about 15 a game, you know, especially on some garbage time stuff. But I don't think he's the transcendent player, as Fran Fraschilla was telling us last night, that a lot of people think he is. I've got some serious questions about his outside shooting, about his three-point shooting. How many three-point shots did he take with Duke? Yeah, when you're in college and you're that much bigger and more physical than everybody else, the buckets come easy. That's not going to be the case at the next level. I think he's going to be a really good player. I'm not buying that he's going to be the next LeBron or the next transcendent player in the NBA. I just don't see it.
I heard someone say, like a more athletic David West, and I kind of spit out my drink because I love David West. I think he was a really good NBA player.
Yeah.
He was a number one pick in the draft. Everyone lose their mind about him type of a player. So when I heard that comparison, I woed up a little bit because I was like many. It's like, did you see him in college, though, Arnie? The dunks, the power. And then people point out his shooting percentage. You go, oh, okay. Yeah. Well, maybe that's a bigger issue. But I thought we'd kick off this hour with Eric Pincus coming up next, kind of looking back on what we learned from the NBA draft last Thursday night. Now that is in the rear view,
yeah,
Arnie, you and I both thought last week at this time that the house was on fire, and it still might be, and everything was just completely out of order when it came to the Houston Rockets. But at least one of their key pieces is saying, not so fast. Earlier today, Chris Paul shot down trade rumors, telling Jonathan Feagan of the Houston Chronicle, quote, I never asked for a trade. I never demanded a trade. I'll be in Houston. He added, I'm happy about that. I'm very happy about that. I'm good. There's only I'm good. There's only team that wins at the end of the year. Only one team that wins at the end of the year. You know what I mean?
Right.
Since I went to Houston from day one, it's been about winning games. It's always about winning games. So even though he turns 35 and is owed $124 million over the next 3 years,
yeah,
which it would be really hard to make me upset if that were the case, it looks as if maybe we jumped the gun with him being unhappy, or is he playing a game of CYA here?
No, he's full of baloney. I believe there was really some serious tension here, and maybe they worked it out the last couple of days. He realizes that nobody's going to want him with the contract that he has. Nobody's going to take on that type of salary. And Harden realizes he's going to need him for, you know, for what it's worth anyway. He's not going to win the title without him and another person. So they realize they both got to, you know, live with each other, especially Chris Paul, because that money that's coming in, as you said, 3 years, how much money? That's
$124 million.
For crying out loud. That's just insane for a guy that's just breaking down at the end of his career. That's why he's happy now. So I think they kind of kissed and made up, and they'll try to get that one extra person. I don't blame them, because Golden State's pretty much going to be irrelevant next year. They're not going to do anything.
Yeah, and I think that's where, if you're Houston, I don't necessarily say you stand pat. Maybe you make a move to go out and bring in another hitter, or maybe, I don't know, maybe you get in on the Patrick Beverley conversation. I have no idea. But I will say this much. I know they can't afford him right now, but it's a very interesting decision that you have if you're, say, Portland, or obviously Houston more so. And Arnie, can I throw Oklahoma City in this mix as well, too? Because if you have two and a half, maybe three superstars, and you've been near the top, I don't think you can just suddenly say, oh, time to blow it up with the uncertainty surrounding the Golden State Warriors. Or at the very worst, I mean, Golden State's not going to have Kevin Durant next year, and they're not going to have Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson might end up somewhere else, but we for sure know, no, Arnie, they're not going to have him for, at the very least, more than half of the season.
Right.
So this opens things up in the West right now. You got to, hopefully someone grabbed them and said, listen, Chris Paul, first of all, you're owed $124 million over 3 years. Secondly, you guys have a shot here. I mean, outside of the Lakers with LeBron and Anthony Davis and whatever other pieces they add, Arnie, Houston's the second pick next year, right? Or no? Wouldn't it go, in your mind, I don't know what Vegas is saying, but L.A. 1 and Houston a pretty close second based on what they've had the last few years?
No, I think according to the latest odds I saw, that the Lakers were 3-1. Then I saw Milwaukee and the Clippers at 6-1. So the Rockets were at the second. And right now, even with just the three that the Lakers have, and I don't know who else they're going to add, but I'll just go with the three that they have right now with Kuzma, Anthony Davis, and LeBron. Whoever they get, whatever two you want to add, I don't care. They would beat the Houston Rockets 4-1 in the best of seven. Ooh. Right now. That's how good the Lakers are. I can't wait to see what they're going to add. You know, just the other one or two pieces of the puzzle, and they're really going to dominate the West, because nobody's even going to be close to them. That's how you go from the worst team to the best team in the NBA in a couple of days, by doing one thing, and that's getting Anthony Davis.
Here's what I'll be curious too. How much is going to change if you end up in a situation where, say, Kyrie goes to L.A.? And not the Lakers. I mean the Clippers. Boy, does that not open things up as well, too? And again, they would have some pieces that they could add around.
Are you talking about Kawhi or Kyrie?
I say Kyrie? I'm sorry. Kawhi.
Okay,
I get
Kawhi
my case
Leonard.
Confused.
Kyrie could go, too. I'm so confused already anyway, but go ahead.
But if Kawhi goes to the Clippers,
yeah,
suddenly they're a team that you've got to reckon with. They might be a team to reckon with regardless, based on how good they were last year. So I don't know. I mean, I am so intrigued by what happens a week from today. Because, again, we're looking at the West, and maybe even now more so the East, because Jimmy Butler's a free agent and out of Philadelphia. We don't know what's going on with Boston. Obviously, Toronto with Kawhi, he carried them to a title, though they have nice pieces. I keep talking about the West, but Arnie, if we step back and take a broader view, is this not as wide open as the NBA period has been in a long time as far as championship contenders, even after the Lakers' deal for Anthony Davis?
Well, the Eastern Conference is what, Milwaukee and Philadelphia?
Yeah. And Philly just lost Jimmy Butler.
Did I forget about Toronto? No, I didn't forget about them. When Kawhi leaves, you'll go back to being a 500 team and being irrelevant. So that's okay with that. But, yeah, it is wide open in the East. That's why I'm hoping my Knicks were going to get somebody, you know, to help out this year other than Kevin Durant. But, yeah, it's so wide open. especially when you see that the Lakers, can you imagine if they get one more person, they go from 3-1 to maybe even money? And that's like Golden State odds that good. And I don't even know if they're that good.
Well, I would argue, too, I think the West, just by virtue of what teams do around them, could still be considered somewhat open, though the Lakers have the big numbers right now. But, Arnie, it is a fascinating time to be an NBA fan because there is just so much unknown. So what did we learn today? Well, we learned that apparently Chris Paul has not asked for a trade and will plan on sticking in Houston, at least if they'll have him.
Yeah,
all right, coming up, Eric Pincus is going to join us, Basketball Insiders, NBA TV, also the lead Lakers writer for the Bleacher Report. Great news, there's a quick way and easy way you could save money. Switch to Geico. It only takes 15 minutes to see if you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Go to geico.com today and see how much you could save. Eric Pincus is next with Arnie and Plank on Fox Sports Radio.
From a car landing on a roof to a car landing in a pool, we've covered it. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance Exchanges and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Arnie and Plank, Fox Sports Radio. How crazy will this week be for the Lakers? We'll ask Eric Pincus in 15 seconds. But first, Discover. Go further than ever with the Discover IT Miles Card. They automatically match the miles you earn at the end of your first year. So 35,000 miles could become 70,000. Discover miles. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel. He is the foremost capologist mind, in my opinion, not just for Basketball Insiders, but for fans everywhere. At Eric Pincus on Twitter, and he's the lead Lakers writer for Bleacher Report. Eric, first and foremost, are we now set on what the compensation is going to be for New Orleans, and in that too, when this deal will be officialized with the third team involved in the Atlanta Hawks trading up for that pick? Where are we in all this mess?
Well, we can't really do anything, and by we, I mean we're just going to be observers anyway.
Right.
But the Lakers and these teams and whatnot, it can't all happen until July 6th. That's the end of the moratorium. You can negotiate now on June 30th with free agents, and you can talk, but you can't really sign and make trades until July 6th. And the Lakers don't have the kind of cap room they need or the trade assets right now. They can't make that deal legally until July 6th. So I don't think it's going to wait until July 30th. There were different ways that the deal could be structured. One of them meant signing that number four pick, waiting 30 days, which is something that happened back when Andrew Wiggins went to Minnesota for Kevin Love. It took a couple months for that whole thing to come together, but there was a specific 30-day wait back then. But then the Pelicans, I don't think they were ever on board with waiting 30 days because they were shopping that pick. They were trying to trade it, and they ultimately did to Atlanta. So I don't think a wait. They're going to want DeAndre Hunter playing in summer league. I don't see that as realistic. And so what that means most likely for the Lakers is the addition of three players, Jamario Jones, Mo Wagner, and Isaac Bonga. And to be honest, like, how many of y'all know who those players are? If I showed you pictures of those dudes, you ain't going to know who they are. Now, I know who they are. It's my job. And diehard Laker fans who are, like, you know, consumed by the Lakers, they know who these guys are. But the casual fan, the Lakers are going to be fine without them. They're all three young, nice players who could develop into something and could not, you know. So, but Atlanta has to be willing to take them. Right. And I don't think the Pelicans will. I don't think they want them. They're looking at cap room. But I do think that's reasonable. And I think it's something that it's up to Rob Pelinka to make happen. That's his job as general manager, is to make sure that whatever happens, every deal is favorable to his team. And in theory, they should, if they move those three guys on July 6th, along with it's going to be on the internet. Dan, Eric Pincus reports Kuzma. God dang it. Brandon Ingram, Lonzo Ball, Josh Hart, and that number four pick, that can all happen July 6th. It's done. Put those extra guys in there. The Lakers would actually sign a free agent, maybe a top guy, at $32 million. It's like a haircut under the max, like the big $700,000. And now you could potentially get Kawhi Leonard or Kyrie Irving or maybe Kemba Walker or Jimmy Butler. Or maybe you get a couple of guys. And then after you spend that money, then you make the trade. Now you're over the cap. Anthony Davis will get about $1.4 million of his trade bonus. He can't get the whole thing. It's possible, but it realistically, he probably won't get the whole trade bonus. But I think everyone will be happy in the end. except for people who hate the Lakers.
You know, Eric.
So you went through some
of the hi, Eric. You went through some of the guys there, but I'm wondering any new names are starting to pop up. Anybody that we kind of left out or has kind of come on the scene lately that the Lakers might be interested in?
Oh, I was going to say, did you mean additional Lakers that might be traded? But there are no more Lakers.
Yeah.
it's Kuzma. That's the only guy standing. That and LeBron.
Right.
So I wrote about this on Saturday to just kind of think it out loud. If you could get Kawhi Leonard, I think you get Kawhi Leonard and you say, we'll worry about the depth later.
Right.
Because Kawhi Leonard is arguably the best player in basketball. And some people will say he's third best or fifth best, but he's in that argument. But if you went with Kyrie Irving, let's say, and if you had a chance instead to get D'Angelo Russell, but also sign Patrick Beverley, because the Lakers don't have any guards. When I say they don't have any guards, I don't mean like they don't have any good guards. Like they literally don't have any guards on the roster. They might bring back Alex Caruso. Like they have some means, but the reality is that if you could go, like the jump between D'Angelo Russell, who's a little bit younger, and he's an all-star, and Kyrie Irving, if you said in a vacuum, who's the better player, you'd probably say, at least proven-wise, you know, Kyrie Irving's a champion, et cetera, et cetera. But if you could have Patrick Beverley, who'd be essentially the Draymond Green of the bunch, right? The guy who's there to intimidate the other team's best player. He's the one who's guarding James Harden. We saw in the finals, not in the finals, in the playoffs, he guarded Kevin Durant, even though he's a guard. Obviously, Durant's hurt. But that's a level of toughness and defensive intensity the Lakers would need. So, I mean, it doesn't have to be those two guys. It's just kind of the idea of it is that maybe you go for a max guy or maybe you use that money to add depth. And you know, there are other guys out there. They need a center, maybe DeAndre Jordan. I mean, I don't think Brook Lopez is leaving Milwaukee, but that's possible. I mean, there's a guy, Dwayne Dedman, is a value guy, where if you got him, some people would say, who's that? But, like, the basketball people would say he'd be a good fit. So, they have a lot of potential. It's just not going to be – it's going to be a very top-heavy roster, no matter how you slice it. It's going to either be two stars or three stars, Kyle Kuzma, and for the most part, probably a bunch of guys making the minimum.
From the perspective of D'Angelo Russell, I'm intrigued by that, as you wrote, because there might still be that chance to go get a Patrick Beverley too, but is Russell interested or is he going to have more money? I know Phoenix kind of made a few moves where it doesn't seem likely he could end up out there. Where is this saga right now with D'Angelo and potentially the Lakers?
Yeah, the Suns are kind of a roller coaster in the draft. I don't think anyone fully quite guessed what they're doing. So I'm going to go through and figure out their math. But they kind of like, oh, they're opening up space. And then they went and made a trade and pulled on. Oh, no, they're eating up space. I don't know. let's not talk about the Suns because that's a whole other program. But there's going to be competition. But the idea is that he's a restricted free agent with the Nets. And so the Lakers aren't going to have time to get a restricted free agent because they're going to have to make a deal to execute this trade. But as we said, they have to sign the player first. But there's also the chance that the Nets go get Kyrie Irving and they maybe KD and renounce, which is what the Lakers did with Julius Randle last year. They renounced him, let him go, and he went and signed with the Pelicans without having to worry about going through the restricted free agent process. If that happens, I've heard that it's possible that is something that is at least interesting because, first of all, Magic Johnson's gone. He's the one who basically kicked D'Angelo Russell out the door and kicked him on the way out. He's no longer there. And, look, you have a chance to play with Anthony Davis and LeBron James and go back to a place where you at least have some comfort level. And I know that it wasn't a great experience the way he left, and Rob Pelinka, I think, doesn't necessarily have the best relationship with Aaron Mintz, who's the agent of Paul George and Julius Randle and D'Angelo Russell, three guys who either left or never came. But you can't hold grudges in this league. I mean, you just can't. You have to work with, you know, guys get new clients, and you have to deal with each other. And if D'Angelo Russell wants to come home, I think it's at least possible, but there's been buzz that Minnesota might go after him, even though they don't have the money. Any team, Indiana, I've heard, D'Angelo's a really good – he's an all-star.
Right.
He's young. He's not a perfect player. But he had a great season, and he's had a really nice career. And he'd be really hard to stop if you've got LeBron and AD and Kyle Kuzma and the ball's in the hand of D'Angelo Russell, and you have to give all the attention to everybody else. You have to stop D'Angelo Russell, but you also have Patrick Beverley there all over your best offensive player. I mean, that's a pretty interesting Eric, combination, if you ask me.
I was going to say, are you surprised that the Lakers are the overwhelming 3-1 favorites with only three guys on their team for the most part? I mean, if they fill out that roster, they'll be like even money when the season gets going.
No, I mean, they're probably going to get Trevor Ariza. There's a good chance they'll get Kyle Korver. He got traded to the Grizzlies, and he's not guaranteed, and I think they'll cut him. They're going to flesh out the roster with good basketball players, just like any team does at this level. And then they'll be buyout guys in March that add to it. I mean, that's kind of how the league works, and guys want to chase rings. And it's just like if you said the Warriors were healthy, then we would be having a debate. Can this new Lakers team beat the Warriors? And some people would say yes, and some people would say no, and we'd yell at each other. But we don't have that, right? We just don't have that. The Warriors, unfortunately, aren't the Warriors this year. You're not going to have two of those stars. Obviously, KD is a free agent. We don't know what he's going to do, if he's even going to stay. I think Klay is going to stay. I mean, we'll see, but I think he's going to stay. But he's out for at least 6 months, if not 9 months, if not a year. So without them, I mean, would you bet on Nikola Jokic or LeBron James and AD, right? Even if they got Jamal Murray, it's like that's on a different level. We could talk about Utah. We could talk, you know, Donovan Mitchell and Mike Conley or LeBron and AD.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to argue against it. Really, it is. There's just great teams in the West, but I mean, the Lakers need to do a good job fleshing it out, but they have the makings of something really special. Obviously, the Rockets are on that list, but reportedly, Chris Paul and James Harden aren't on the same page, so that's troublesome as well.
Great stuff as always, Eric. I know it's going to be a busy week for you. You'll have the calculator out, but good luck, man. It's going to be pretty wild, I think.
I look forward to it.
Thanks, Eric.
Right,
we'll
see.
That's great. Eric Pincus. Love talking to that guy. If you're not following him on Twitter, you should, at Eric Pincus, P-I-N-C-U-S. Speaking of guys who you should follow on Twitter, if they had a Twitter account, Steve
Mesake. He doesn't have one.
Is in the house, ladies and gentlemen, to
Don't
get us caught up on everything
I live a very
going
happy
on.
Life.
Wow.
It's so amazing. I took a week off from Twitter. It was great. It was great. All right, DeSager, what do we got going on?
Well,
breaking
there was a
news, DeSager. Get to the breaking news right away.
Oh, dare I ask? Go ahead.
I'm coming out to L.A. July 13th. Dinner on you. I love it.
What? And people are giving me blank looks in the studio.
I'll be coming out.
So
get
excited.
Ready. July 13th. Get ready for me. May stay out for like a month or two.
July 13th.
Oh
so
gosh.
Right after All-Star Week, when the second half of the ball season resumes, you'll be there that weekend.
I will be. Well, what part of July 13th did you not understand?
I'm just wondering if there's anything going on. We'll be resuming baseball by then. So you're saying one weekend or just for a month? Or I
don't
missed
know.
This.
How long can I stay on your couch?
Okay, so you're not staying long, is what you're saying. The tweet this afternoon of the NBA from Yahoo reporter Chris Haynes that Raptor star Kawhi Leonard is declining his player option of about $21 million to become an unrestricted free agent this summer, that he is, quote, seriously considering re-signing. The Raptors are the only team that can offer him a 5-year supermax contract. He writes, not Leonard, Haynes, that rival executives view his current team as the favorite to land him, at least on June 23rd. Tonight in Major League Baseball, the Angels won at St. Louis 6-4. Albert Pujols went 2-for-5. Each team scored four times in the ninth. The Dodgers won their sixth straight, 6-3 over Colorado, a walk-off home run to win all three games against the Rockies on the weekend, and all three were by rookies. Arizona won in 10 innings. Atlanta won in 10. Pittsburgh won in 11 innings on a bases-loaded walk, 11-10 over San Diego. Cubs and Milwaukee each winners. And Houston ended the Yankees' 8-game winning streak 9-4. U.S. Women's Soccer plays Spain tomorrow, noon Eastern time, on FS1. The winner will face host France, which is now 4-0 in the tournament. That would be a quarterfinal on Friday. France a winner today in its home country in overtime, eliminating Brazil 2-1. France scored off a free kick early in the second 15-minute OT. England shut out Cameroon 3-0. England had over 60% of the possession. It'll be England 4-0 against Norway in a quarterfinal Thursday. Germany at 4-0 plays its quarterfinal Saturday against either Sweden or Canada. Those two play tomorrow afternoon on FS1. Chez Reavie took the Travelers by 4 strokes, his first win in 11 years on the PGA Tour. Martin Truex Jr. won the NASCAR race at Sonoma. Kyle Busch finished second. Truex won there last year. Also today he led 46 of the last 49 laps. Back to the show in 10 seconds, but first a word from Farmers.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Talk to farmers.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
And we may kick around Mickey Callaway in about 10, 15 minutes on this show.
You and I are going to be kicking it around at the beach, right, DeSager?
Hey, this is the best line you've had tonight.
Wow. Does that mean no? I don't understand.
I'll call you.
Oh, wow. You need to work on this tan.
We come to you live from the Geico. Good stuff, Steve. We come to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part, figuring out which way is easier. Ah, so you're L.A. bound, huh? Going to try to... make some time with your buddy Steve Kerr, or what?
Well, he's up in Northern Cal. I'm going to Southern Cal. Unless I see him around, you know, just walking around. Last time I was in Los Angeles, I ran into Charlie Steiner.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
You don't
I yelled,
say?
I go, Charlie, get over here! I took a picture with him. I introduced him to my mom. My mom had no idea who he was. But he was great. He was a lot of fun. I enjoy Charlie.
Can I just say Charlie Steiner had the call of that game-winning Dodger blast today. It was phenomenal. The game-winning homer for a third day in a row, and here it was.
He's hitting 306 in Oklahoma City, and he pops it up into center field. Now drifting on back. That's more than a pop-up. That's a walk-off home run!
Okay, he's taking a few games off this year.
Right.
Not enough, apparently.
I love Charlie, though. I love Charlie.
Do you know what? I'll be honest, though. When I saw that off the bat, I didn't think it was very well hit either. So I got fooled as well. But, yeah, that was popped up center field. Oh, my gosh. That's more than a pop-up. Yeah, a play-by-play guy's worst nightmare. Dodgers, three straight walk-off wins from three different rookies. But, yeah, maybe you could go take in some of that rookie ball, Arnie. Go watch the Dodgers. Give them the kiss of death, right?
Wow. Yeah, I'll have to see who they're playing that week. Go ahead and figure that out.
You know what? It's kind of funny because, in all honesty, I was trying to make a trip out to L.A. here in a couple of weeks as well, too. Now I know which week
to block off. Let's go together. Come on.
No, we can't do a show in studio together. It will kill everything. We just can't do it. We have to be in two separate places. That's the rules.
By the way, Drew says, hey, stinking genius, do everybody a favor and find yourself off Fox Sports Radio permanently like all Rocket fans want CP3 out of Houston.
Here's the thing.
So mean.
So mean, Drew. Yeah. Here's the thing, though, about if you want to get CP3 out of Houston, you've got to find a taker. And I think DeSager's brought this up when we talk about it. Rick Bucher brought it up when we talk about it. I don't know if we got into it with Eric Pincus or not, but Arnie, no one's going to take on that kind of money and that kind of deal for a guy who is heading down the home stretch of his career. And Houston gave him the big deal. They've got to live with it right now. But you never know. You might find somebody that gets thirsty and says, you know, we'll take that. We'll take that opportunity to bring Chris Paul here.
Or you got
to
be in the desert, not had anything to drink for like a year for you to be that thirsty to touch that contract. Forget about it.
You watch, in 2 weeks when the Knicks trade for him, he's going to hail it as the greatest trade he's ever seen in his entire life.
I will stop being a New York Knicks fan if that happens.
You're already going to quit whenever Kevin Durant.
Now,
you got to stop that. Lil Troller writes, Arnie's Lakers could use some olive. A veteran, scrappy jumbo guard who can give them at least three or four times up and down the court a week and use half of the trips on fouls. And did Plank tweet out an OU softball tweet when he got back on Twitter? First of all, Arnie, I think Lil Bro Troller is potentially bringing up the idea of Arnie Spanier coming back and potentially donning the Lakers jersey. I mean, veteran, scrappy, jumbo guard.
That's
give
me.
Them three or four times up and down the court.
Better
and
than Kerr.
Use half of their trips on fouls. Why not, stinking? Break out the rec specs. Go help LeBron and AD. Why not?
You know, I'm not kidding around. I think I could play in the Big Three League or whatever they call that that's on Fox. I think I could play in that league right now.
I watched a lot of it today. They had three games on today.
Yeah. Greg Oden dunk. I saw him do that.
I saw a lot of missed shots.
That's why I know I could be out there.
For what it is, it was very entertaining. And yes, by the way, my very first tweet that I sent out was a softball tweet, Lil Troller. I tell you guys not to follow me. That's all I tweet about. Mr. Nice Guy writes, pardon me for asking, but what the bleep has Anthony Davis ever won? I'll take my answer off the air.
Wow. That's a good question. I'll get back to you on that. But now that he's with LeBron, then you really should be asking me, what has LeBron won? And there's plenty to answer there. So what LeBron has is Anthony Davis's right now. You can put them together.
And as Sean writes, at ShadySean420, don't know what that 420 means, Sean.
Yeah.
Want to talk about an NBA team that doesn't matter, Arnie? How about your Knicks? Last I checked, the Raptors have been more relevant the last 10 to 15 years than your pathetic New York Knicks. Hashtag We the North.
See, this is why we need to get the Knicks relevant again. It really is better for the NBA. You don't want the Lakers being bad, the Knicks being bad, iconic teams, when Philadelphia wasn't so great, when Boston wasn't so great. That's not good for the NBA. It's good when Toronto wins and Milwaukee's up there and stuff like that. Come on now. That's not good at all.
You know what's kind of funny is you joked that the Raptors need to get back to being a 500 team. They've made, what, six straight trips to the NBA playoffs.
Yes.
When was the last time the New York Knicks went to the playoffs?
Why are you doing this to me?
I'm sitting here defending the Raptors tonight. I don't know why. I don't know what's wrong with me. But
it's been a long time since we won a championship. I know that.
Arnie, I'm with you. The league is better when the Knicks and Lakers are good. And I think that is that's going to be a major, major storyline in free agency to see if the Knicks can still attract someone. And now that the Lakers went out and made moves, will they be able to bring in that third star if they even need it with
LeBron?
We'll
win one before Oklahoma City wins one, I promise you that.
I would take that bet, as a matter of fact.
I'm
not an Oklahoma City fan, but I would say, all right, let's go. I would take Paul George and Russell Westbrook 2-on-5 with the five you could cobble together with the Knicks right now.
But I was going to say, at least we still have Porzingis, but he got traded away, so forget about that.
Exactly. Yeah. So you're in trouble there. All right, when we come back to the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios, Sega will slide in, and we've got to talk about the mess in the New York Mets clubhouse. We'll dive into it with Arnie and Plank on Fox Sports Radio. Do you like this as far as a recruitment idea or method?
Does it really make a difference? I mean, is Kawhi saying, wow, two billboards. How can I turn that down? I forget about the money and I get 5 years Supermax. I got to go to L.A. now. No, he's going to go where he wants to go, not because of billboards. Maybe money plays into this, but I think he wants to go back to Los Angeles. And I think he really is going to go ahead and end up with the Clippers.
Well, DeSager, we know how well the billboards worked for Dwight Howard. So I guess the good news here is at least they're showing they want him, right?
Our dreams came true, yes. By the way, since it was an open-ended question before the break, is what has Anthony Davis ever won? National championship, gold medal in London. 2 years later, started every game for the undefeated USA basketball team at the World Championships, best team in the world. There is an answer to that question. New Orleans ever won in the NBA? Nothing.
Nah, fair. And by the way, I have to correct it because the note on ESPN.com says I-5. And what did I say it wrong, Bobo? Did
it
I say it
like
incorrect?
You said 35. It sounded like you said 135.
I-5. I possibly could have because 35 is in Oklahoma, and that's all I know.
Yeah.
So I-5. Thank you for the correction, Bubba. All right, DeSager, where do you want to kick things off?
We'll get to the Mets in a moment, but I must say that Cameroon got shut out at the Women's World Cup, and good riddance. They're just an immature display that you wouldn't believe from a team that had a chance to actually pull off the upset of England, wound up losing 3-0, and spent the game just literally stomping around the field and hysterics and complaining about the refs and the whole world's against them. The ref at one point said, come on, we got to kick off. And they just ignored the ref completely and didn't even go into formation to start the game again. It was just constant silliness. Good riddance, as they say. So they speak to England's coach of the winning side right afterwards.
But I've got to say that wasn't football for me. That wasn't a World Cup last 16 in terms of the behaviour that I want to see from footballers. You know, this is going out worldwide. And I can't stand here and say that I particularly enjoyed it. My players didn't enjoy it.
Yeah, we'll have more on him in an hour. There was a lot. He went on and spoke the truth, and I appreciate that much. Meanwhile, media versus Mets today. It all happened after this, not ending, but deciding swing against the Mets in the eighth inning for the Cubs.
Back goes Conforto. It's got a chance. Gone! Three-run homer, Javier Baez.
That was Cubs radio. So the Mets wound up losing 5-3 at Chicago on that swing in the eighth against a reliever that wasn't their closer.
Yeah.
They didn't bring the closer in early. And the manager, Mickey Callaway of the Mets, told one of the beat reporters afterwards, "We're not going to use Edwin Diaz, our closer, for five outs just because you think so." And that was one of the best conversations of the day. There was an incident that started with the manager cussing out a beat writer after the game for being an antagonist. And the manager told the PR staff, "Get this bleepity bleep out of the clubhouse." And when the writer didn't leave immediately, a pitcher for the Mets, Jason Vargas, got into a stare down with him, had to be restrained from going after the writer.
Jeez.
The manager didn't like a remark made by the reporter as he walked by. Like, "See you tomorrow" or something. "Oh, don't be smart and blah, blah, blah. Get this bleep out of here. We don't need that," you know. And then the pitcher got in the shouting match. "I will knock you out." And it just was a bad, bad scene. So bad that the Mets themselves issued a statement of apology. And somebody from the Mets actually contacted the writer and said, "You have no reason in the future to feel uncomfortable doing your job. We apologize." But the manager and the pitcher in the locker room took issue only minutes apart after this 5-3 loss. And it hasn't been a good year for this manager specifically, not just the team, but they've
had rid of this
bullpen
already,
troubles all season long. And it's a legitimate point, that especially with New York media, but frankly any media, of not using the closer in the eighth inning.
And then the
and
Knicks are fighting with Newsday, right? Knicks don't want to let them in there.
Yeah, talk about small-minded. It's just,
jeez,
it goes on and on. So The reporter says, "All I said was, you know, see you tomorrow, Mickey." And then he came right back, "Man, don't be smart," and, you know, on and on. So that was not good.
I mentioned there was a theory, by the way, DeSinger, there was a theory posed that he's trying to get fired tonight. So not a bad way to go about it if you're Mickey Callaway.
If you get fired, you do get the bulk of your salary.
That's true. That is true.
And the Houston Astros and Justin Verlander beat the Yankees 9-4 today, but the Yankees have now homered in 26 straight games, a franchise record, major league record, 27 straight.
Great stuff, DeSager. Hey, when we come back next hour, we got buy or sell, stock up, stock down, and what everyone came for tonight. Arnie's picks are next in our final hour right here on Fox Sports Radio. Ah, yes, final hour coming to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. 15 minutes could save you, Arnie Spanier.
Yes.
15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com for a free rate quote. All right, we got a lot to get to and not a lot of time to do it. We can open it up for your calls at 877-99 on Fox, your tweets, like our man Ernie the Great Opiner, who writes, "Arnie was in his sixth year at Arizona the last time the Knicks won a championship. Is that true, Arnie?"
Funny,
you were in
Ernie,
your sixth year.
I was only at U of A for 5 years. I transferred from USC, where I went for 1 year, so that was my sixth total.
Six total years in college.
By the way, before anybody calls me out, when I say USC, University of Southern Colorado is where I went.
Right, exactly. Make sure it's very clear. Make sure it's very clear. Oh, and then one more. Hey, it's official. Arnie's coming to L.A. to fill in for Ben's suspension / vacation, unless he's not or he's scared.
No, I'm not. I am scared.
Oh, okay.
I am scared. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Okay,
I freely admit that. I filled in for Ben Maller like 6-7 years ago. And ever since the boss calls me up and asks me to fill in, I start to cry. And he's like, okay, forget about it then. I won't make you fill in for Ben. So I haven't had to fill in for him. You filled in for him now
Christmas
a lot
holiday.
More. Yeah, all the time. So I don't have to do that. Yeah.
We had a blast.
I'm sure you did.
Well, it was the holiday, and everyone was in a good mood. So I got
the Maller militia, they're never in a good mood.
You know, there was one guy who told me how to do radio every single night, which I felt kind of funny, so that seemed about normal. But no, it was good, Arnie. It was a good time, man. I think you're giving the Maller militia a bad rap, to be honest with you.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure I am.
Well, I'm sure I am. Don't forget, Big Ben is coming up next, so we are merely the tailgate show until then. So we got Stock Up, Stock Down coming up next segment. It's buy or sell. Nobody else does this
nobody,
in sports radio.
Nobody.
And on your list of topics that you wanted to get into tonight, Arnie, I will have to say, I think we've done a good job of not beating the Pujols Cardinal thing into the ground tonight. It was much of our first segment. And
thank goodness we didn't get into the UConn thing, too, either.
What, are you angry about that or something?
No, not at all. I mean, I only talked about it yesterday because Torres went to UConn.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, and obviously Torres covers college basketball about, like, nobody else. Is
right.
that proper English? He covers it better than just about anybody else, so I'm sure he would be all over it. But, yeah, interesting story to break this morning. And that's my beloved American Athletic Conference, which houses my alma mater. So I should be angry about them leaving. But what do you do? I mean, it's almost – think about this in – let me college dork out for just a moment.
Sure.
Think about this, Arnie. In today's modern era of conference realignment and shifting of leagues, how many times has any conference looked at itself and said, we got to do this for basketball?
Zero.
Zero. Right, exactly. I mean, hell, well, UConn did this and doesn't know what they're doing with their football program right now. This is phenomenal for basketball fans everywhere. They chose the health of their basketball programs over anything else.
I think, Chris, the NCAA may have to step in and kind of fine-tune the conferences for college football because, I mean, we always hear the rumors. There's always people moving here, moving there. Though it's been a couple years. I think it's been 2 years. But we got to kind of fine-tune it and kind of strengthen it up because I'm not liking the direction it's going in right now.
What, just college sports in general?
No,
or
football, college football. Oh. I mean, the Pac-12 is almost insignificant, it seems like. You know, the Big Ten gets a raw deal. It's like all about the SEC. I think we've got to either go to super conferences or, you know, do something about that lousy Big 12 and incorporate them to the Pac-12.
Okay, well, let's move on, shall we? Because I'm not fighting with
you
tonight over this.
You hate when I say that.
You just said your conference is trash, and you're basically trying to drag a league into it.
Still better than the Big 12.
It's not. I'm sorry. It's just you're spewing ignorance and lies. Why do you do this to the people? Why do you do this, Arnie? Arizona is going to lose
Cougars.
To Texas Tech.
Let's go Cougars. Isn't
let's
that
go
who you
Red
guys
Raiders.
Play first game? Yeah.
Yes, we play Houston, and you play Texas Tech. Who's probably you know what? You guys might get your asses kicked by Hawaii the opening weekend. What are you going to do about that? You play Hawaii, and you're probably going to be an underdog when you go out there.
Cry in the corner.
Yeah. I do love Kevin Sumlin. And DeMarco Murray is your running backs coach now. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. I'm sorry. We're hitting up Twitter here to start hour three. And Bill, I'm sorry. I got to change my whole perspective because Bill at Bill4990 just tweeted and said, it is common knowledge that KD is going to the Knicks. Plank better wake up.
That is true. That is
true. Hell, Bill said so. So the common knowledge that's out there from Bill, I think it's all hogwash. I really do. I think we all look back at LeBron last year, and we actually got one right in free agency. It's funny to look back now. No one had Kevin Durant going to Golden State when he signed with the Warriors. We looked back and thought, hey, they made room for another max contract. This could happen because you had the bump in the non-existent salary cap. There's a possibility, but he's not going there. He's either going to Oklahoma City, and I can't even remember. I can't even remember who the third team was. But everyone thought he was just going to re-sign with OKC. And boom, he goes to Golden State. Now, it's been so long, Arnie, 4 years ago, that no one remembers that we didn't call this, just like no one remembers that we've been about 0-18 in our lock, stock, and barrel free agent projections until LeBron came along.
Yeah, but Kevin Durant didn't have a house up in Oakland like he has a place in New York, like he had his surgery in New York, like he was having lunch with Kyrie in New York. And yes, everybody knows that Kevin Durant is going to the New York Knicks. Sorry to break it to the Warrior fans. You'll be fine. You'll move on once you get Klay Thompson back, not next year, but, you know, the year after. But he's going to the New York Knicks. It's like that girl that says, I don't want to date you. Don't be ignorant. She doesn't want. Hey, may not be you. Maybe it's her, but she doesn't want to date you. Kevin Durant is going to the Knicks. Everybody knows that, Chris.
Right, and everybody's wrong. I mean,
wow.
It's these moments to where you almost ignore logic. And, yeah, well, Kevin Durant's got a home in New York. I'm willing to bet a lot of NBA players have a home in New York but don't end up playing for the Knicks.
No, I don't bet they do. I bet they don't.
Really? Well, okay, let me go the other way. I bet a lot of NBA players have a home in L.A., and they don't play out there as well,
okay,
too.
Okay, I'll give you that, then, fine.
So what in the world
Except
would be attractive
all we hear is about
playing for the Knicks?
All we hear is about Kyrie wanting to go back to Los Angeles because that's where he's from. So there you go to the counter to that.
Again, we could sit here and do this all night long. You're basing this on this mythical idea that if you do it for the Knicks, then you're going – that's what everybody wants. I don't really know if it's that same – when were the last time the Knicks were relevant? When Jeff Van Gundy was hanging on Alonzo Mourning's leg?
Pretty much.
You know, whenever Arnie Spanier was working overnights and he said, it's only been 100 years since my New York Knicks. You had the little music sounder that you played.
That. I mean,
that was the last time that they were even close to relevance, Arnie. I don't think there's this draw for Kevin Durant to go to the Knicks, and I think we've created this mythical idea. Why isn't Kawhi being talked about to the Knicks if it's a place that you have to be?
Because
right?
Kawhi's going to end up going to Los Angeles to the Clippers. That's why.
But if the Knicks are the place to be, why wouldn't they have the scoop on everybody right now? We've created the Knicks because we think that his agent, as a Knicks fan, is going to steer him there. That's it. That's all. I just don't want you to be upset about this because I know you're going to be.
No, I'm
when
not
June 30th
be upset.
Comes around and he goes to the Nets.
I'm 110% sure he's going to go to the Knicks.
110%?
Yeah. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure this out, you know. You're the only one that doesn't know that he's going to the Knicks.
Well,
you're like the guy whose wife is cheating on you, and you're the last to know.
Well, I would be fine if my wife, go ahead, take her. But again, Arnie, I worry about your heartbreak here. I've seen you do this before. You build up teams as Super Bowl champions in the exhibition season. You build up your Knicks as something, or you build up your Arizona Wildcats to something that they're not and
not
never will
year.
Be.
Yeah.
And your conference as well, too. I mean, in football, they're just, it's not going to happen.
I was going to read this one. Real Mike says the Pac-12 will get back when USC gets Urban Meyer. So I just wanted to throw in your little college football there. We got to get the Pac-12 back to relevance. It's killing me that it's not.
Can I tell you the very simple thing if we're going to do OCD radio here tonight, Arnie?
Yeah.
By the way, if you tweet something at Arnie, it automatically defers any attention he had towards our topic to whatever you want to talk about.
I drop everything.
Everything is dropped, and he reads the tweet.
Yeah.
It's that simple in college football, guys and gals. It's that simple. Get a team that's good in football. And suddenly, boom, your conference is considered fine. The reason the Pac-12 is viewed as struggling, they're not great at basketball, and sure, things have been a little bit of a struggle, I guess, even if you want to go into baseball. But if Oregon's going to the Final Four, or if USC is going to the Final Four, suddenly people aren't worried about how much Larry Scott's spending on his office. And suddenly, it's not an issue about the clearance for the Pac-12 network, Arnie. It's very simple. Get a team back in the playoffs, get a team competing for a championship, and you're fine. And I will take any bet that anyone wants that Urban Meyer will indeed end up at USC. I mean, come on. You want to talk about foregone conclusions. 110%. I mean, that's got to be the deal there,
of
right?
Course. Of course. By the way, I'm still waiting for Oklahoma and Texas to join the Pac-12 in football. I'm waiting for that, for you guys to take the upgrade and join us.
Okay. Why would that be an upgrade? We make a lot more money in the Big 12 than we would in the Pac-12.
Well, that's because of the television networks. We all know what's going on there
there
in the South.
And we control our third-tier rights.
Oh, you know what? Can you pull any strings and get Arizona and Oklahoma to play home and home? I would love to come down there and kick your butt. Oh, gosh, I would love that.
We only play marquee
programs,
Arnie. Why would we lower our level to playing Arizona? By the way, there's a couple of other tweets here that I wanted to get to from earlier today, if I could go back just a bit, because I am just awful at keeping my attention span on Twitter anymore. Here's what Eddie said when we were talking about the Lakers earlier. If the Lakers can't afford A-level players allowed around LeBron and AD, there's always affordable WNBA talent that's out there.
Isn't that sexist? You can't say that.
I think it is.
Okay.
And it would be fun next year if LeBron got complacent, loses a few steps, and opposing fans start to cheer, quote, Genie wants to trade you.
Are we done with that now that they got Anthony Davis? Can we put that to rest? I think that's one thing we could finally say, we're done with that rumor.
And then one more quick one here before we grab our break and we get into stock up, stock down, buy or sell. One neck to biggest fan, right? So glad Arnie could give us the World Cup ratings opposed to the NBA draft, which happens every year, not every 4 years. You would think Arnie and Bunker Nation would be talking soccer. Oh, wait, we're still talking NBA. Hashtag off my lawn. And, here's one more from Mike, who writes, before the finals were over, Arnie was like, I'm taking off next summer to go to the Knicks championship parade because we're getting Durant and Zion. Now it's, I don't think Zion is any good, and he's a bust. But this undrafted second-round pick is pretty interesting. Yeah, you're basing this on a Division 8 guy that you're all fired up about.
Oh, stop
now,
it. You know I'm basing it on Kevin Durant, and we're not even going to have him next year. So I've got to wait now an extra year. That's like me getting married, but I can't fool around with my wife for a whole year. I don't like the way this is turning out, you know?
Well, you've really had a lot of marriage analogies tonight, Arnie, is what I was going to bring up. Now, have you guys noticed that? A lot of analogies about marriage and cheating wives. And is there something we need to talk about deeper than sports here this evening? Are you
not
okay?
As far as I know, that's for sure.
All right, just want to make sure. Hey, coming up in our next segment, stock up, stock down. But before we go to break, Discover, you can go further than ever with Discover IT Miles Card. They automatically match the miles you earn at the end of the first year. So your 35,000 miles could become 70,000 miles. Discover miles. Limitations apply. Discover match for new card members only. Learn more at discover.com/travel. All right. Buy or sell. Coming up next as we dive into the biggest questions in the sports world heading into the week of free agency in the NBA here on Fox Sports Radio.
From a car landing on a roof to a car landing in a pool, we've covered it. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, Exchanges, and Affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Arnie and Plank on Fox Sports Radio. DeSager coming up in about 10 minutes from now to get you caught up one final time with everything going on in the world of sports. Buy or sell coming up here in mere moments.
Yep.
A lot of good tweets that we need to get to. At Stinking Genius One, that's Arnie. I'm at Plank Show. Justin writes, Arnie's ripping the militia, yet he won't fill in for Ben Maller. He's basically William Shatner without hair.
Wow. Yeah, I see that. Ben's having some feud with Shatner for the last 3-4 years. So I guess he's blocked everybody that's associated with Ben.
Yeah, it goes back quite a way, too.
Like, there's something wrong with that. You know, you're fighting with Captain Kirk. There's something not right about that, though, you know?
Right. He saved the world. How could you fight with Captain Kirk?
Beat me up, Scotty. Beat me up.
Yeah, and by the way, one quick note. We had Rick Bucher on earlier. He was great.
Yeah.
Great interview. You can find that on our podcast page at foxsportsradio.com. Simply search podcast. But I saw this earlier from Jim, who wrote, your guest doesn't know what he's talking about. Kyrie's the only one to make a big shot. Stop it. Give me a break. Listen, the deal with Kyrie, Arnie, has never been about his ability. Never has been about his ability. It's been about his perceived attitude and I can't even say perceived, his attitude and kind of how people have to deal with a little bit of a diva mentality. And maybe it's not as bad as LeBron's. It's just he's not as successful as LeBron's been. I don't know. But I don't think we're painting him in a negative light that he hasn't kind of earned himself. Is that fair? You're around it more than anyone, right?
Right, and we carry all the Celtic games up here at the local station I work for. I said this. He doesn't come off as a likable guy. Now, of course, he didn't commit any crimes.
Right.
There's no assault charges here. There's no drugs or anything like that or DUIs. He just doesn't come off as a likable guy. He has that diva complex. You know, he's the one that had to say, I had to do a little coaching on the airplane and get together with Brad Stevens. He's the one where the teammates really didn't get along with him. He points out, I got to tell you, he just points out your flaws, which there's nothing wrong with. But going to the media with it, I got a little bit of a problem with that also. I just don't think his teammates liked him, and that's why he's going to move on. Plus, they say that he didn't like Boston and didn't like playing there. So it was no surprise that he wasn't going to go ahead and stay here.
With that in mind, how in the world do you think Boston is going to handle this offseason? I mean, are they going to be players for anybody?
No.
Are they going to sit back and watch? What's going on?
We talked to a capologist because I couldn't figure out. You lose Kyrie, but yet you only have like $27 million to spend. You can't. We had a guy that says, "Well, you can't get the rookies now. You can't afford a guy for." You got rid of Baines, which was a 1 year, $5 million left on his contract. You can't afford guys with the max or supermax. I go, "Then what are you going to hire? Guys making $15 an hour?" I didn't understand this because you think that once Kyrie left, that gets that money back, but it really doesn't. They're in a terrible situation. I don't care if you call it rebuild, retool. Call it whatever you want. I would not have signed Al Horford. I guess he's going to get a 4-year, $110+ million. That's insane for a 33-year-old. But the Celtics are going to take like 3 steps backwards. They're not going to be even in the race in the Eastern Conference.
All right, well, let's dive into it. Now, when I say a week of NBA free agency, as we dive into buy or sell, Arnie, we do understand this. Technically, that it's not legal tampering in the NBA like it is in the NFL. That open negotiation period doesn't start until a week from what I guess would be yesterday, the start of this show
so
tonight.
The time frame, Saturday is open negotiation. So Saturday the 29th, then, is what you're telling me.
No, it's the 30th, whenever kick off, is whenever it is. That's everything will start happening, and they thankfully moved the timing up, because remember, it used to be in the middle of the night, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you'd fall asleep and you'd wake up and be like, wait, Timothy Mozgov is actually going to the Lakers? Is this real life? What's going on here? But the league moved up the start of the free agency period to 5 o'clock Central Time, 6 Eastern, on June 30th. So NBA free agent deals won't officially be signed until noon Eastern on July 6th, but we'll be able to recap the first 5-6 hours of free agency next Sunday.
So with that in mind,
Arnie, buy or sell, the first big move in free agency is going to be Kawhi Leonard signing with the L.A. Clippers.
That was going to be one of my predictions I was going to give out at the 45, but that's fine. I'll give it to you now. Yes, Kawhi Leonard is going to be an L.A. Clipper. I don't believe that he's going to stay in Toronto. I know about all the money he can get and the extra max contract, but I really believe him being from Southern California, he's not going to play for the Lakers. Forget about that. He bought that $15 million house. He wants to go home. That's what this whole thing was about when he left San Antonio to begin with. I believe he's going to end up with the Clippers.
Now, remember, Chris Haynes did report that the Raptors are still very much in the mix, even though he's going to decline his $21.3 million option. But re-signing is still a possibility. You're saying, you're agreeing he's going to be a Clipper.
If I was going to put a percentage on it, I would say 90% Clipper, 10% Raptor. How about that?
I like that. Okay. Arnie, buy or sell, when we sit here next Sunday night, Kevin Durant will have not yet made a decision.
No, I'm selling that. When we sit here next Sunday night, Kevin Durant's going to say, "Hello, New York," and is going to be the member of my New York Knicks. I'll immediately buy his jersey. I'll celebrate. I'll ask for the summer from 2 years from now off to go to the New York Knicks championship parade, and the Knicks will be relevant again. It's going to take a year, but they're going to be relevant again.
All right, one more NBA note, and then we'll move on, Arnie. Buy or sell that when we sit here next week, the Lakers will have not signed a major free agent, but will be close to terms with D'Angelo Russell, who the Nets will move on from after signing Kyrie Irving. Now, there's a lot of dominoes there.
Right.
But the basic gist, Irving to the Nets, D'Angelo Russell potentially to the Lakers.
I don't know if we're going to have it by next Sunday, but if you're going to hold me to that date, first of all, I do think D'Angelo Russell is going to be a Laker. If you're holding me to a week from Sunday, I'll say yes. But if it doesn't happen by then, and that means it happens a day later, I don't know. But I do think he's going to end up at the Lakers. The Lakers are going to do something by next Sunday when we get on the air besides Russell. So I think we'll have 5 or 6 guys that we can start talking about with the Lakers.
You know, we haven't talked much about, I mean, outside of Eric Pincus coming on with us, but in all reality, Arnie, we haven't talked much about what the Lakers might do. I mean, I don't see them in this mix for Kawhi Leonard right now, especially with all the drama about how much money they truly have available to them. Can they afford another max contract? But, I mean, are they going to end up being players for Kyrie Irving? Are they going to end up being in this mix for potentially Kawhi Leonard or no?
I could see Kyrie ending up over there. Now, I don't know how the money's going to work out. I'm not a capologist. And, you know, all you hear about is they don't have room. They could do this. Maybe if they maneuver here, they get rid of the three bums that they have now, they'll have enough money for one more max contract. If they could find a way to swing it, I think Kyrie's going to say, okay, I'm ready to go. I'll end up with the Lakers there. And I think it's right now a strong possibility, but that's only if they can figure out how to make the money work.
All right, here's what we'll do is I have three non-basketball buyer sells for you. So we'll hold off on those because if we get started on those now, because one of them involves Cam Newton,
okay,
we might not ever stop. So buyer sell continues, but first Steve DeSager is in the house to get you caught up on everything that happened tonight and last night in the world of sports. What's going on, Steve?
No, mainly just tonight and today.
There you go.
Angels won the late game 6-4 at St. Louis. Each team scored four times in the ninth to make it interesting. The Dodgers, for a third straight game, had a walk-off homer by a rookie. That's never happened in the major leagues before. Three straight. Dodgers have won six games in a row, but quite a weekend against Colorado. 6-3 was today's final. The Dodgers' record at home, 34-9. Tomorrow, it's the Dodgers at Arizona. Clayton Kershaw against Zach Greinke. Kershaw 7-1, Greinke 8-3. Arizona in 10 innings edged the Giants 3-2. The Giants' offense went 4-for-34, 12 strikeouts. Ooh. Seattle was up 12-2 in the fourth inning. They were playing Baltimore, so 13-3 was the final. The Orioles, the worst team in the majors, now 22-56. Tampa Bay has been slumping badly the last 2 weeks, but got out to an early 8-1 lead and beat Oakland 8-2. Toronto won at Boston 6-1, Marcus Stroman over Rick Porcello. And Houston ended a 7-game losing streak, beating the Yankees 9-4 in New York. Yankees had won 8 games in a row, but Justin Verlander got the win today. Miami sent Philadelphia to a 7th straight loss, 6-4. Philly's record about the last 3 weeks, just 6-16. In fact, they've quickly fallen 6.5 games behind the first place Braves in the NL East. Atlanta got a 2-run pinch homer top of the 10th and held on 4-3-10 at Washington. And the Pirates, on a bases-loaded walk in the 11th, beat the Padres 11-10. Milwaukee and the Cubs, each with wins. Martin Truex Jr., the NASCAR race winner at Sonoma. You need to make good choices, and with TrueCar, you've got a star in your roster. So when you're ready to sell or trade in your car, check out TrueCar. True cash offer not available in all areas. U.S. women's soccer plays tomorrow against Spain, noon Eastern time on FS1. That winner will face host France, which is 4-0 in this World Cup, in a Friday quarterfinal. France this year is 10-1. It lost 1-0 to Germany in February, but France did at home beat the U.S. in January, and 3-1 was the final. The Germans are 4-0 in this tournament so far. They play a quarterfinal on Saturday against either Sweden or Canada. Those two play tomorrow afternoon on FS1. France, the overtime winner against Brazil today. Brazil is out, 2-1 the final. And England shut out Cameroon 3-0 in the round of 16. More on that in a moment. We're back in 10 seconds. First, a word from Farmers.
At Farmers Insurance, we know a roof can withstand a lot. One exception being an airborne car. Seen it, covered it. Talk to Farmers.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
We mentioned a bit last hour, guys, about the ridiculous, constantly ridiculous behavior from Cameroon as they were getting shut out 3-0
by England.
Well,
there were some bad
today.
Calls in that game, but go ahead.
Well, one was the opponents scored, but they whistled it offsides. But you know what? They have video review now, so they realized on video review, oh, it should count. So they counted the goal. But Cameroon's acting like, oh, we've been complaining about the refs since game one. The world's out to get us, and they were flailing their arms and literally hopping up and down mad. And then at one point one player had to be so consoled by their coach, he literally bear hugged her to stop her from moving. It was just a ludicrous display. More from England's coach after a win, Phil Neville.
There's a bigger picture here. There's a certain standard of behavior that you've got to do. My players did that, and I'm proud.
Twice, Cameroon's players looked like they were threatening to go on strike. How much sympathy did you have with them during the match?
None. None. The rules are rules. First goal, second goal was it? I lost count. Ellen White was onside. deal with it. We know the rules. We've been spoken to 350,000 times by referees in the last 3 weeks. We know the rules. The referee got everyone right. In fact, I think at the end she took pity on him. I thought we should have had a penalty, and I thought we should have had a sending off.
Yeah, one of the Cameroon players should have been sent off because they just about broke the ankle of an opponent leaping on her at the sideline.
Wow. So in the end, actually, they should count the lucky stars that it wasn't 5 and 6. The behaviour was wrong. The behaviour was wrong because it's the image of women's football then that's going out worldwide about a team that comes to the side and is starting to refuse to play.
Wow.
Pipe down. Anyway, back to you. It was quite a display. It was ridiculous. If I was running the tournament, I would have kicked them out.
You know what? I was watching it right there. We come to you live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios. It's easy to save 15% or more on car insurance with Geico. Go to geico.com or call 800-947-AUTO. The only hard part, figuring out which way is easier. By the way, real quick, good question from Eddie, who writes, Arnie, can anyone really blame Kyrie for not liking Boston? Seriously.
What does that mean? Why is Boston not a likable city? Why? But there's racist here? Is that what you're going to tell me?
I don't know. I've never really been to as many Boston sporting events as you have.
You know, I have mentioned this, though. It is kind of funny that, except for maybe a little bit with the Patriots, you don't get a lot of great free agents come through here in the Boston area. The Red Sox, sure, they got Price, but only after they paid him a gazillion dollars. Then you can say, okay, I think I can come to Boston a little bit. They got Gordon Hayward, but that's because his coach was his coach in college. It's really not a free agent destination. You'd think it'd be a better one, but it's not.
So, with that said, we move past the NBA in our buy or sell segment here on Arnie and Plank, Fox Sports Radio, to focus on another one of your struggling teams, Arnie. Buy or sell, Mickey Callaway will be fired by the Mets as early as this week.
Oh, by tomorrow morning, I'm hoping. Yeah, he needs to go. This has been talked for a while now. And look, I'm not going to blame all on him. There's plenty of blame to go around. The team's abysmal right now. They've made some bad moves. They've spent some money. I don't even know what to do next, to be honest with you. It's in such disarray. It's disheartening to see what the Mets are going through right now.
Disheartening. And they've got two of the best pitchers in baseball.
Is that crazy? That goes to show you pitching doesn't win World Series all the time.
Oh, my gosh. And they have one of the hottest hitting young players in Alfonso in baseball right now.
Yeah, how about that? What, 26 homers or something?
He already passed Darryl Strawberry. Yeah. And yet they're sitting. Hold on. I got to get a quick standings update for you, Arnie. The Mets are sitting.
They're fourth place now. 4 games under 500.
9 games out of first place. Hold on. Yeah. I haven't had to check the wild card standings in a while. Where are you? Good news. You're only 3.5 games out of the wild card.
Yes. Yes.
Game on, Arnie. Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go, Mets.
If you missed the story throughout most of the day today, Mickey Callaway, the manager of the Mets, got into a shouting match with a reporter.
It's more than and just a shouting match, he threatened him.
He did threaten him. So did Jason Vargas with Tim Healy, a reporter from Newsday. One reporter that covers the Knicks, I saw this earlier tonight, said that his feeling is that Callaway is trying to get fired right now. And that's kind of – there's so much distrust between the Wilpons and the players slash I guess you could say managers, coaches, that they just are trying to get out. And if he quits, he doesn't get paid. So he's trying to do everything he can to get fired. If that's the case, bravo. That was a brilliant tact to go with today. All right, Arnie.
Yeah.
Buy or sell. Regardless of your hate for either the Carolina Panthers or Auburn Tigers, if Cam Newton offers you $1,500 to move seats, you take that money and you sit down and just buy enough booze until you pass out with plenty of money left over on a 10-hour flight.
Absolutely. $1,500, and of course, I got to take a selfie. I need an autographed football.
Right.
And I need him to promise me that when my kid graduates college, he'll make a call to the Carolina Hurricanes and get him a tryout. So as long as he promises all that, we're good to go. And I need that in $100 bills, please.
And then one more.
Right, you're not going to sell your seat for $1,500?
Oh, in a heartbeat. When I saw the first report,
yeah.
The first report said like $10,000.
And no.
I know, right? If some idiot's like, no, sir, I'm good here. For $10,000, I'd be like, something's wrong with that guy. But yeah, $1,500, you move seats.
Well, why are you not taking a private plane? If you were just going to pay $1,500 to change a seat, how much would a private plane be to fly out there? Where was it going?
Don't know.
Paris?
Unfortunately, Arnie, that's never been something that I've looked up. Maybe.
Oh, you've not done private before? I'm surprised.
I haven't flown it on my dollar before. I mean, I've flown private before, right. But I haven't done it
what
on my
bill. 10G, 15G? I don't know.
To go to France or overseas? Oh, I bet it's like 30.
Wow.
Right? Am I crazy?
Well,
I bet it'd be
pretty
ridiculous.
I don't know. It's not like I do it.
If we chop it up, I think we could all find a way to get it done. You know, maybe like $5,000 a piece for everyone on the show. Maybe
well, you got
maybe.
$5,000 sitting around now, do you? Huh?
Yeah, it's all the money I owe my ex-wife. But no, so $1,500 offered by Cam Newton to someone on a flight to switch seats for more leg room.
Yeah,
and the dude said no. Everyone's losing their mind on this one. Speaking of losing their mind, Arnie, final buy or sell for tonight's show, which, by the way, the NFL season needs to get here. I bring this up about every other week because the NFL media is losing its ever-loving mind. We're trying to create a holdout for Nick Bosa, which isn't actually there yet. So good luck with that. And then secondly, I read a big story tonight about how the NFL and DirecTV are very much under the gun right now because, Arnie, there's a countdown to a deadline when a decision has to be made on whether or not the NFL will continue its Sunday ticket package exclusively with DirecTV. Deadline's coming up. Deadline's right around the corner in September.
Wow.
So September, right? Oh, a big deadline coming up. But with that said, the NFL released all of its new rules this weekend from the perspective of how it will enforce and how pass interference will be handled. Arnie, buy or sell, the NFL got it right that it will be all game long when you can challenge it and put it in the hands of the replay officials in the final 2 minutes.
Talk about being subjective. I'm not so sure I like this. I thought there'd be like maybe one PI pass interference challenge per game or something like that. I didn't know that this was going to be as easily challenged as like too many men on the field or if it was a fumble or a completion. I'm not so sure we could even get this thing right when we take a look at it in slow-mo and on replay. I don't mind maybe one challenge, but the fact that you could challenge any play and then in the last 2 minutes it's an automatic challenge in the NFL, that this is going to be a long last 2 minutes of games when we start doing this.
It's going to be a mess. And the good news is we'll have the preseason, or as Arnie likes to say, the free season, to hopefully figure it all out. Oh. All right, there was one of our few non-NBA segments of the night. When we come back, it's what everyone came for.
Yes.
It's Arnie's picks, and we wrap up the show with him next with Arnie and Plank on Fox Sports Radio.
From a hot air balloon landing on a car to a load of concrete falling on one, we've covered it. Talk to farmers. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck Fire Insurance, exchanges and affiliates. Products not available in every state.
Man, fun show tonight. Fast.
Oh, quick show, yeah.
Show tonight. That's the key. When you can say it was fast, nothing dragged, that's what makes this a blast on Sunday nights with you guys. Thanks to Lita Lapp, our producer.
Who?
Great job with Rick Bucher and Eric Pincus. If you missed either one of those interviews, you can find it on our podcast page at foxsportsradio.com. Bobo, great job. Music, Wheels of Steel tonight. We talked Lakers every break. We're fired up. And Steve DeSager on updates, the millions and millions of editors and producers behind the scenes. We appreciate it on this Sunday night into a Monday morning. And by the way, I want to defend myself against one thing, Arnie. Earlier, whenever I said last night or tonight with DeSager, he's got to remember, we're the only show, I think, on Fox Sports Radio that represents almost every single time zone. We've got the crew in L.A. in the West Coast.
Yep.
I'm in God's time zone, the Central time zone, and you're out East. So when we say last
night, real time zone,
you're in that Eastern time zone, which is just I don't get it, man. Why you guys want to go to bed so early? And we're in the Central. The only thing we're missing out on is the mountain time
zone. I like Clay Travis's idea. We should just have two time zones.
Two. That's right. Just split it right down the middle.
Right down the middle. That's the best way to do it.
And by the way, I will give you guys a good little tip, if you want, from a reading perspective. Every night we get to wrap up the show. Usually that's when Peter King's Football Morning in America article comes out. Our buddy Rich Eisen, who you can hear here on Fox Sports Radio, is the guest writer this week, and I'm about halfway through it. Arnie, it's fantastic because they point out something incredibly interesting on the whole pass interference debate and replay. Let's say, I don't know, hypothetically, an offensive receiver feels like whenever maybe P.I. was called on them, there could have been defensive pass interference as well, too. What happens if they go to the booth and they realize that basically there's P.I. on both players and O.P.I. was called? Could they then, like, I guess Al Riveron has pointed out in a few meetings, basically say, yeah, there's defensive pass interference there, too, so we're going to reset the down. We're going to replay it. I mean, this is going to be incredibly confusing, I think, for football fans whenever we get down to the nuts and bolts of it.
And by the way, is pass interference on 3rd and 9 with 10 minutes left in the second the same as pass interference on a Hail Mary? Because I think we've got to change it a little bit on that, or we can't
be so strict. I've got an answer for you.
Okay.
I've got an answer for you. On Hail Mary plays, replay officials will not buzz down to the field and place the play under review unless they witness something that goes beyond what officials normally see on the field on such plays. In other words, the way officials officiate a Hail Mary will not change, and it might require an actual Hail Mary prayer to earn a buzz, according to Rich Eisen. So in other words, they're not going to lose their minds and start, he grabbed his jersey. They're going to call it like it is on the field. All right, enough of me. Now how about Arnie? It's time to wrap up the show with what everyone came for. It's Arnie's picks. Take it away, stinking genius.
Let's start with Women's World Cup action. United States taking on Spain. Is it, what, noon Eastern, I believe, tomorrow? Excited about this. Not a lot of time off for USA. A much better team than Spain, but I got to tell you, it's going to be a low-scoring game. I think my buddy Bernie Fratto told me the over-under is 2.5. Wow. So you'd either win 1-0 or 2-0 or 1-1 with penalty kicks. I think it's actually going to go over. I think the United States plays their best game, well, since we beat Taiwan 13-0, which wasn't enough for me. USA beat Spain 3-1, and they advance. Now, let's go over to Kevin Durant, because he's going to make his announcement. By the time we get on the air on Sunday, Kevin Durant's going to say, "Let's dance, New York. I'm bringing you a championship." Not next year, but the year after, because I'm hurt. But I'll be okay year after that. Kevin Durant going to my New York Knicks. Kawhi Leonard is going to say goodbye to We Are North and hello to We Are SoCal. He'll sign with the Clippers. And here's the shocker. Kyrie is not going to sign with Brooklyn. He is going to be an L.A. Laker. So take that for what it's worth. Then they'll really be the favorites. There you have my picks. Do with them as you please, but remember, they're strictly for entertainment purposes only.
So you're going with Kyrie?
Oh, clap, clap, clap.
AD?
Clap.
And LeBron together,
yes,
huh?
My Lakers, yep, my Lakers.
Wait, you just said you're Knicks.
Well, not till 2 years from now, so I got to root for somebody next year. Come on now. I have nothing next
year. So you'll be a Laker fan for 2019-2020.
I've already been eliminated from any race for the Knicks next year.
So 2020-2021 is when you're going all in on your Knicks and Kevin Durant. Is that what I'm hearing?
Exactly.
Right.
There you go.
All right. Fair enough. Arnie, have yourself a great week. Good luck in the Kevin Durant sweepstakes.
Thank you.
I think it'll be interesting to
see
how things play out.
Maybe he'll go back to Oklahoma City.
That ain't happening. Oklahoma City's shedding salary like no one I've ever seen. For Bobo, for Lee DeLapp, for Steve DeSager and Arnie Spanier, I'm Chris Plank. Stick around. The great Big Ben Maller is coming up next. We're back next Sunday night here on Fox Sports Radio.